Knitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107. Research article. Open access. Genomic organization, evolution, and expression of phytoprotein and opsin genes in Nemeopsis leedii, a new view of tenofovir phytocytes. Christine E. Knitzler 1, Kevin Pang 2, Megan L. Powers 3, Adam M. Rietzel 4, Joseph F. Ryan 2, David Simmons 5, Takashi Tada 6, Morgan Park 7, Jyoti Gupta 7, Shelize Y. Brooks 7, Robert W. Blakely 1.7, Shozo Yokoyama 6, Stephen H. D. Haddad 3, Mark Q. Martindale 5 and Andreas D. Bach 7-1. Abstract background. Calcium-activated phytoproteins are luciferase variants found in phytocyte cells of bioluminescent jellyfish, phylum Cnidaria, and comb jellies, phylum Ctenophora. The complete genomic sequence from the Ctenophora Nemeopsis leedii, a representative of the earliest branch of animals that emit light, provided an opportunity to examine the genome of an organism that uses this class of luciferase for bioluminescence and to look for genes involved in light reception. To determine when phytoprotein genes first arose, we examined the genomic sequence from other early branching taxa. We combined our genomic survey with gene trees, developmental expression patterns, and functional protein assays of phytoproteins and opsins to provide a comprehensive view of light production and light reception in Nemeopsis. Results: the Nemeopsis genome has 10 full-length phytoprotein genes situated within two genomic clusters with high sequence conservation that are maintained due to strong purifying selection and concerted evolution. Phytoprotein-like genes were also identified in the genomes of the non-luminescent sponge Amphimedon queenslandica and the non-luminescent Cnidarian Nematostella victensis. And phylogenomic analysis demonstrated that phytoprotein genes arose at the base of all animals. Phytoprotein gene expression in Nemeopsis embryos begins during gastrulation in migrating precursors to phytocytes and persists throughout development in the canals where phytocytes reside. We identified three putative opsin genes in the Nemeopsis genome and show that they do not group with well-known bilaterian opsin subfamilies. Interestingly, phytoprotein transcripts are co-expressed with two of the putative opsins in developing phytocytes. Opsin expression is also seen in the apical sensory organ. We present evidence that one opsin functions as a photopigment in vitro, absorbing light at wavelengths that overlap with peak phytoprotein light emission, raising the hypothesis that light production and light reception may be functionally connected in Ctenophora phytocytes. We also present genomic evidence of a complete ciliary phytotransduction cascade in Nemeopsis. Conclusions: this study elucidates the genomic organization, evolutionary history, and developmental expression of phytoprotein and opsin genes in the Ctenophora Nemeopsis leedii, introduces a novel dual role for Ctenophora phytocytes in both bioluminescence and phytotransduction, and raises the possibility that light production and light reception are linked in this early branching non-bilaterian animal. Keywords: bioluminescence, Ctenophora, Nemeopsis leedii, opsin, phytocyte, phytoprotein, photoreception, phytotransduction. Correspondence: Andy at nhgree.ne.gov. 1 Genome Technology Branch, Division of Intramural Research, National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, 50 South Drive, Bethesda, MD 20892. USA. Full list of author information is available at the end of the article. Copyright sign 2012 Knitzler et al., licensee Biomed Central Limited. This is an open access article distributed under the terms of the Creative Commons Attribution License, http://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/2.0, which permits unrestricted use, distribution, and reproduction in any medium, provided the original work is properly cited. Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107. Background: bioluminescence is observed in a wide variety of organisms across the tree of life. Luminous organisms include bacteria, dinoflagellates, radiolarians, fungi, ctenophores, cnidarians, annelids, mollusks, arthropods, echinoderms, tunicates, and fishes. 1. These organisms utilize bioluminescence for essential functions ranging from defense to reproduction. The ability to produce light always entails a chemiluminescent reaction where the light-emitting substrate, a luciferin, is oxidized by a specific enzyme, a luciferase. Luciferins and luciferases are highly variable in their chemical structure and protein sequence. For this reason, it is thought that bioluminescence arose independently many times throughout evolution. 1. Cholenterazine is the predominant luciferin observed in the ocean environment, 1, and is the specific type of luciferin used in the bioluminescence of jellyfish, phylum Cnidaria, and comb jellies, or ctenophores, phylum Ctenophora. Because the complete biosynthesis pathway of cholenterazine is not yet known, it is unclear whether ctenophores synthesize cholenterazine or obtain it from external sources, such as through their diet, as is seen with other species, 2-4, including hydrozoan cnidarians. 5. Calcium-activated phytoproteins are a special class of luciferase found in cnidarians and ctenophores. In these organisms, the factors required for light emission, including the luciferin, cholenterazine, and oxygen, undergo a covalent reaction in which a peroxy intermediate of the cholenterazine is formed. This is bound to the phytoprotein as one complex that, in turn, produces light upon binding another cofactor, Ca2+. Cells containing phytoproteins are capable of emitting light in proportion to the amount of phytoprotein complex present within them, 6, which is in contrast to a typical luciferin-luciferase reaction, where turnover occurs. In those cases, there may be an excess of luciferase, or one luciferase may catalyze multiple reactions, but the total amount of light emitted is proportional to the amount of luciferin present. Importantly, the term phytoprotein can refer to the phytoprotein complex or to the luciferase alone, also known as the apoprotein, excluding the substrate and oxygen. It is in this latter sense that we use the terms phytoprotein and phytoprotein gene from here onwards. The best known phytoproteins are equirin, from the hydromedusan jellyfish Equoria victoria, and nemeopsin, from the ctenophore Nemeopsis leedii, both of which were first purified in the 1960s and 1970s, 7-9. Equirin was subsequently cloned and sequenced, 10.11. Since then, phytoproteins have been cloned from a number of hydromedusan, phylum Cnidaria, species. These include Mitrochomin from Mitrochoma cellularia, 12, Clitin from Clitia gregarium, 13, and Obelin from both Abelia longissima and O. geniculata, 14.15, as well. Page 2 of 26. As other phytoproteins from Equoria species such as A. coerulescens, A. macrodactyla, and A. parva, Berovin and Belinopsin from the ctenophores Bero abyssicola, 16.17, and Bolinopsis infundibulum, 18.19, were subsequently cloned and sequenced. Recently, sequences for two phytoproteins from Nemeopsis leedii, named Nemeopsin 1 and Nemeopsin 2, have been reported, 20.21. Phytoproteins are also EF-hand calcium binding domain proteins related to comodulin, troponin C, myosin, spectrin, and sarcoplasmic binding protein, 22. EF-hand proteins are distinct from other calcium binding proteins in that they have calcium binding helix loop. Helix motifs characterized by a canonical sequence loop region of 12 contiguous residues that provides the oxygen ligands needed for calcium ion coordination, 22. EF-hand domains are usually present in pairs in proteins, This pairing seems to be important for proper protein folding and may increase the affinity of each EF hand for calcium, 22-24. All phytoproteins have three functional EF hand domains termed I, III, and IV, that are used to bind calcium. The crystal structures of equerin and chitin showed that a fourth putative EF hand domain, II, has the characteristic structural features of an EF hand motif but not the canonical sequence normally seen within the calcium binding loop, 25. In addition, its sequence does not conform to EF hand profiles cataloged in domain databases such as FAM and SMART. Biochemical isolations have shown that native phytoproteins consist of a mixture of isoforms, also called isoproteins or isospecies, and that there can be differences in properties among isoforms from a single taxon. Equerin, for example, consists of at least a dozen isoforms that differ in isoelectric point but not in molecular size, 26.27. Nemeopsin was found to consist of two major isoforms, named nemeopsin 1 and nemeopsin 2, each with two or three minor isoforms, 9.28. The different isoforms can have measurable functional differences. For example, the rate constant for decay of light emission in 100 mm Ca2+ was greater for nemeopsin 2 than for nemeopsin 1, 28. Over two decades ago, it was suggested that some of the equerin isoforms may actually represent different gene products, 29. The sequencing of the nemeopsis genome offers the first definitive evidence that all of the different phytoprotein isoforms are indeed products of different, or separate, individual genes. Furthermore, these data allow for an examination of the genomic organization of these phytoprotein genes. The evolutionary history of the phytoprotein gene family has not been systematically characterized to date. Previous studies have explored phytoprotein phylogenetic relationships within jellyfish, Hydromedusan, species, 30, comparing both their sequences and structures, 31. Recently, Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107. Agamli et al., 20 performed sequence comparisons of Tenophore and Hydromedusae phytoproteins. However, no investigations have gone beyond the Hydromedusan and Tenophorean representatives, potentially obscuring the evolutionary history of this gene family by omitting sequences from other phyla. Here, we have combined all publicly available phytoprotein sequence data with the new set of nemeopsis phytoprotein sequences generated through our whole genome sequencing project, 32, as well as with phytoprotein-like sequences we identified through bioinformatic searches of genomes of additional non-bilaterian taxa, to reconstruct the phylogeny of this gene family. This approach allowed us to determine when the origin of the gene family occurred in relation to the emergence of the metazoa, and, for the first time, to demonstrate its presence in non-bioluminescent organisms. Nearly all ctenophores are capable of bioluminescence, 33, producing flashes of light in light-producing cells, photocytes, upon stimulation in dark conditions. Interestingly, comb plate cilia diffract light to produce a rainbow of colors and give ctenophores their characteristic iridescent appearance, 34, which is often mistaken for bioluminescence. The literature regarding bioluminescence in nemeopsis dates back to at least the early 20th century, 35.36. In nemeopsis, light production is confined to photocytes, which are associated with the eight meridional canals underlying the longitudinal comb rows and where they extend onto the lobes. Waves of luminescence can propagate in either direction from the point of the stimulation, 35.37, 38. The distribution of photocytes within the meridional canals is asymmetric and discontinuous. Photocytes are only found on one side of each canal adjacent to the minor body axis, on the same side as the testes, but not on the side containing the ovaries, 39. During gamete differentiation and embryonic development, Light production is first detected in eggs, 40, and again at a stage during embryonic development that is closely correlated with the initiation of comb plate growth, approximately 8H post. Fertilization, HPF, 38. One property of tenofovir photoproteins that distinguishes them from hydromedusan photoproteins is that they are photoinhibited upon light exposure. 40-42. This phenomenon is reversible in vivo by returning animals to the dark, but photoinhibition of photoprotein extracts cannot be reversed in the same way. The inhibition has been shown to destroy the intermediate photoprotein complex but does not result in the release of oxygen. 42. Several investigators have suggested that the luminescent response to electrical or mechanical stimulation in nemiopsis involves a nerve net, 36.37, 43, and that luminescence is neurally controlled, 39.44. In this study, we used a model tenofovir species to investigate the evolutionary history, genomic organization, and developmental expression patterns of the page 3 of 26. Photoproteins, a gene family that represents a special class of luciferases involved in bioluminescence emission. In a similar manner, we explored the nemiopsis opsins, genes involved in light sensing. By virtue of its early branching position on the animal tree, nemiopsis provides a valuable perspective on the evolution and function of gene families and cell types in early animals. Our observation of co-expression of opsin and photoprotein genes in developing tenofovir photocytes led us to hypothesize a dual role for nemiopsis photocytes in light sensing and light production. Bioluminescence by bacterial symbionts, reviewed by 45, and host squid gene expression of phototransduction cascade genes, 46, have been shown to occur together in the squid-like organ. Tong et al., 46, hypothesize that the two phenomena are functionally linked in the light organ in that system. Although there is no microbial involvement in the tenofovir luminescence system, our results led us to hypothesize a similar dual role for photocytes in both light production and light sensing in nemiopsis. Results and discussion: 10 photoproteins are located in two tandemly arrayed clusters in the nemiopsis genome. The availability of the whole genome sequence of nemiopsis provided us an opportunity to examine the genomic content and context of the luciferases involved in bioluminescence in an early diverging metazoan phylum. This is the first genome available for any species known to utilize calcium-regulated photoproteins for bioluminescence, and, to our knowledge, the first genomic sequence from any bioluminescent animal. We identify 10 photoprotein genes in the nemiopsis genome organized in two clusters and comprising three sequence similarity groups, A, B, and C, figure 1. All predicted photoproteins are single exon genes. In some cases, putative photoprotein genes were mispredicted or missed entirely in our original set of predicted gene models. In these cases, we made adjustments based on manual curation and then updated the set of gene models. Rather than adopt the traditional naming scheme for these genes, that is, nemiopsin, we propose to name them MLEPP1 through MLEPP10, where MLE is a combination of the genus and species names, and PP stands for photoprotein. We opted for this naming scheme to clearly convey the function of the protein, as well as to avoid confusion with the names previously used for photoproteins from nemiopsis, specifically, those used for purified proteins nemiopsin 1 and minus 2, 9, and cloned genes nemiopsin 1 and 2, 21, which may or may not correspond directly with the purified proteins of the same name. This new naming scheme will also serve to avoid any confusion between nemiopsins and the nemiopsis opsin genes discussed in this paper. Furthermore, none of the 10, Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10/100http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107 ML0857 P1 page 4 of 26 3 2 P 105,399-108,440, 4, 5, 6, 7, 360,887 BP, 248,509-254,562, Sequence Group A, ML2154, 8, 9, 10, 168,772-172,532, Capital P, Sequence Group B 199,420 BP, Sequence Group C, Figure 1 genomic arrangement of Nemeopsis fetoprotein genes based on the current draft genome assembly. There are at least 10 putative full-length fetoprotein genes, including 7 on scaffold ML0857 and 3 on ML2154. There are also 3 partial fetoprotein genes, indicated by a P. Fetoprotein sequences fall into 3 sequence groups based on similarity. Sequence groups are color-coded and labeled A, B, or C. Genomic coordinates are indicated below each gene cluster. Scaffold lengths, BP, are shown in black boxes at the end of the scaffold. Scaffolds and genes are not drawn to scale. Fetoproteins were exact nucleotide matches to nemeopsin 1 or 2 from Jafarian et al., 21. Nemeopsin 1 is most similar to MLEPP1, 98.5% nucleotide identity, 612 out of 621 BP. Nemeopsin 2 is most similar to MLEPP5, 97.3% nucleotide identity, 607 out of 624 BP. The 10 sequences have been deposited, GenBank, JQ724636, JQ724645. They also have been assigned identifiers specific to the Nemeopsis Genome Project, MLEPP1-10, ML085715B, ML085730B, ML085731A, ML085732B, ML085733A, ML085734B, ML085741B, ML215420B, ML215421A, ML215422B. One cluster of fetoprotein genes located on genomic scaffold ML0857, GenBank, JH153500.1, includes 7 full-length predicted genes, with 6 found in tandem in a head-to-tail orientation, figure 1. These 6 genes are spaced at regular intervals average 463.6 plus or minus 13.5 BP intergenic sequence. There are also 2 partial fetoprotein gene predictions, incomplete gene fragments, on ML0857, each containing a gap in the scaffold where sequence is missing between 2 contigs joined in the draft assembly. These 2 partial predictions are located in tandem with a 7th full-length fetoprotein gene on ML0857, MLEPP1. A 2nd cluster located on scaffold ML2154, GenBank, JH154797.1, has 3 full-length fetoprotein genes found in tandem, also with head-to-tail orientation and regular spacing, average 428 plus or minus 8.5 BP intergenic sequence, figure 1. There is 1 partial predicted fetoprotein gene on ML2154 that is located directly next to MLEPP10. A 3rd scaffold, ML3841, GenBank, JH156484.1, had 1 full-length fetoprotein gene plus 3 partial predictions. A 4th scaffold, ML3423, GenBank, JH156066.1, had 1 partial prediction. The predictions on ML3841 and ML3423 have very high sequence similarity to the genes on ML2154. The short length of these scaffolds, ML3841 is 4191 BP, ML3423 is 1704 BP, and the sequence similarity with genes on ML2154 strongly suggested that these sequences should be assembled with ML2154. When the individual sequence reads used to assemble ML3841 and ML3423 were analyzed manually using const, C methods, we found multiple reads that had sequence exactly matching that on ML2154. We concluded that these scaffolds represent misassemblies by the fusion assembler and that they should, in fact, be assembled with scaffold ML2154. Thus, we did not include sequences from ML3841 or ML3423 in any further analyses and have not included them in Figure 1. Confirmation of individual nemeopsis photoprotein sequences. Misassemblies of genomic scaffolds can result from the presence of multiple copies of closely related repetitive sequences that inappropriately collapse onto one or a few regions, 47. Alternatively, false gene duplications or expansions can also occur due to assembly errors, 48. Because of the complex nature of assembling genomic regions with a high level of repetitive sequence, as seen in the photoprotein gene clusters, we chose to confirm the presence of individual photoprotein genes using two complementary approaches, a 5-feet and 3 rapid amplification of TNAENS PCR, RAIS PCR, screen, and a manual inspection of the individual sequence reads used to assemble each photoprotein gene in the genome. Alignments of the sequences obtained from the 5-RAIS PCR screen, including UTR sequence, with the predicted photoprotein genomic sequence successfully confirmed 7 out of 10 of the predicted full-length photoprotein genes on ML0857 and ML2154. Figure 1. The 3-RAIS PCR screen confirmed 1 full-length photoprotein gene on ML2154 and 1 partial photoprotein gene on ML2154. Overall, the RAIS PCR screening approach confirmed 8 of 10, 80%, full-length photoprotein genes and 1 of 3, 33% partial photoprotein genes predicted from the draft assembly. This gave us confidence that most of the identified photoprotein genes are not only present but, Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107, are also transcribed in nemeopsis, indicating that they are likely functional genes. We suspect that the partial photoprotein genes are likely full-length genes, but that the full sequence cannot be determined from the current data. Further refinements of the draft assembly and targeted resequencing may help to determine the full-length sequence of these partial photoprotein genes. Another result obtained from both the RAIS PCR screen and the manual inspection was that 2 predicted full-length photoprotein genes, MLAPP8 and MLAPP10, which had single nucleotide deletions leading to frame shifts in the draft assembly, have been correctly annotated, confirming that they are full-length photoprotein genes rather than pseudogenes. Another predicted gene that contained a 7BP sequence gap in the draft assembly, MLAPP7, was finished using data from both the RAIS PCR screen and the manual inspection, confirming another full-length photoprotein gene. The manual inspection of the assembly confirmed that there was evidence, multiple high-quality reads, supporting all 10 of the predicted photoprotein genes, therefore confirming 10 out of 10 full-length genes. Examining the individual reads also allowed us to identify polymorphic sites within each predicted protein that represent allelic variants of each, data not shown. In a few cases, examination of the flanking region surrounding fitoprotein genes indicated high levels of variation beyond what would be expected for allelic variants, suggesting that there may be some fitoprotein sequences that have been inappropriately collapsed into a single region. This is why we have chosen to report that there are at least 10 full-length fitoprotein genes in Nemeopsis. We hypothesize that clusters of fitoprotein genes allow Nemeopsis to quickly produce and maintain a large quantity of fitoprotein, and thus light, as long as luciferin is not limiting, by producing transcripts at a faster rate. Observations of Nemeopsis indicate that, unlike in most bioluminescent systems, it is difficult to exhaust the capacity of whole animals for light production by continuous stimulation. 35. In addition, it has been noted that, as the frequency of stimulation is increased, total light production by Nemeopsis does not decrease. 43. These observations led Chang, 43, to conclude that, His probably indicates that photogenic material is continuously being produced. This could easily be achieved by having multiple functional fitoproteins encoded within the Nemeopsis genome. As described above, green fluorescent protein is not present in the Nemeopsis genome. Calcium-activated fitoproteins are often co-localized in photocytes with GFP family members, such as in Equoria and Abelia, 49, allowing the wavelength of bioluminescent light emission to be shifted from blue to, page 5 of 26, green. Photocytes themselves can also be autofluorescent, partially due to blue fluorescence in the spent fitoprotein, 50.51. The autofluorescence is different from the fluorescence of GFP, which has not been observed in Nemeopsis, 8. We performed several blast searches with various GFP query sequences but did not find evidence for any GFP homologs in the Nemeopsis genome. This is consistent with previous evidence that Nemeopsis is not fluorescent and that its bioluminescence emission spectrum shows no sign of characteristic GFP type emission. Sequence analysis of the Nemeopsis fitoproteins. Each of the 10 Nemeopsis fitoproteins are 206 or 207 amino acids in length. We generated a table of percentage amino acid sequence identity and similarity among full-length fitoproteins and their close homologs, additional file 1. Among Nemeopsis fitoproteins, there is 87% to 100% protein sequence identity. Nemeopsis fitoproteins share 85% to 91% sequence identity with other Tenophore fitoproteins, Biro and Bolinopsis. Tenophore fitoproteins share just 21% to 24% sequence identity and 41% to 46% sequence similarity with known Hydromedusan cnidarian fitoproteins. Within all Hydromedusan fitoproteins there is 60% to 94% sequence identity. We identify two fitoprotein-like sequences in the cnidarian Nemetostella victensis, NVEC PPE1, GenBank, XM00163961010 and NVEC PP2, GenBank, XM00163961011. Which code for proteins that share 25% to 27% amino acid sequence identity with Tenophore fitoproteins and 20% to 23% amino acid sequence identity with Hydromedusan fitoproteins. We identified four fitoprotein-like sequences in the Peripherin Amphimedan Queenslandica, ACPP1, ACPP4, JGIID, AC1.225927, AC1.223059, AC1.223058, AC1.222695. Which code for proteins that share 15% to 25% amino acid sequence identity with Tenophore fitoproteins and 16% to 27% amino acid sequence identity with Hydromedusan fitoproteins. The predicted molecular weight for the Nemeopsis fitoproteins ranges from 24.56 to 24.76 kDa and the predicted isoelectric point for this set of proteins ranges from pH 4.57 to 4.82, additional file 2. An alignment of phytoproteins from Hydromedusan cnidarians and ctenophores reveals several regions of sequence similarity, figure 2. Specific residues that make up the colon-tyrosine binding cavity and the EF hand domains, including the 12 residue calcium binding loops and the main loop ligand residues that coordinate calcium binding, are noted on the alignment. Within the MLAPPs, there is conservation of nearly all of these key functional residues, with a few notable exceptions. One interesting substitution in EF hand I of all sequence group B sequences, noted by Jafarian et al., 21, for nemeopsin 2, is a glutamic acid residue at residue 6 of the loop instead. Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107. Page 6 of 26. Capital I. Ctenophore. Hydrazone. MLAPP1, MLAPP2, MLAPP3, MLAPP4, MLAPP5, MLAPP6L, MLAPP7, Barbirovin B, Belinopsin BGR, Belinopsin, MLAPP8M, MLAPP9M, MLAPP10M, C, Metrocomin, OL, Obelin, OG, Obelin, CG, Clitin, AC, EEC, AM, EEC, AP, EEC, AV, EEC, 1, AV, EEC, 2. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. 100.mp Ldekna Cyril Rusbntupfenved Mlolikrftpchkndimildrumplvnat Dekvekmravhpfpndlkredovia.m Ldekna Cyril Rusbntupfenved Mlolikrftpchkndimildrumplvnat Dekvekmravhpfpndlkredovia. Hydrazone. MLAPP1, MLAPP2, MLAPP3, MLAPP4, MLAPP5, MLAPP6L, MLAPP7, Barbirovin B, Belinopsin BGR, Belinopsin, MLAPP8M, MLAPP9M, MLAPP10M, C, Metrocomin, OL, Obelin, OG, Obelin, CG, Clitin, AC, EEC, AM, EEC, AP, EEC, AV, EEC, 1, AV, EEC, 2, IV, 110, 120, 130, 140, 160, 170, 180, 200, 150, 190, 210 Ferrera Jepsiel Snaid Vilchvilton Kafv, Kiev Katklapel Vilfrufumepit Kujvayaki, Nafiera Jepsiel Snaid Vilchvilton Kafv, Kiev Katklapel Vilfrufumepit Kujvayafki, Nafiera Jepsiel Snaid Vilchvilton Kafv, Kiev Katklapel Vilfrufumepit Kujvayaki, Nafiera Jepsiel Snaid Vilchvilton Kafv, Kiev Katklapel Vilfrufumepit Kujvayaki, Nafiera Rejepsmiel Snaid Vilchvilton Kafv, Kiev Katklapel Vilfrufumepit Kujvayafki, Nafiera Rejepsmiel Snaid Vilchvilton Kafv, Kiev Katklapel Vilfrufumepit Kujvayaki, Nafiera Rejepsmiel Snaid Vilchvilton Kafv, Kiev Katklapel Vilfrufumepit Kujvayaki, Nafiera Rejepsmiel Snaid Vilchvilton Kafv, Kiev Katklapel Vilfrufumepit Kujvayaki, Nafiera Regmpsligal Stayed Vilchvilton Kafv, Kiev Katnsklasel Vilfrufumesit Kujvayaki, Nafiera Rejetsmiel Snaid Vilchvilton Kafv, Kiev Katnsklapel Vilfrufumepit Kujvayaki, Nafiera Regisliumel Snaid Vilchvilton Kafv, Kiev Katnsklapel Vilfrufumepit Kujvayaki, Nafiera Regisliumel Snaid Vilchvilton Kafv, Kiev Katnsklapel Vilfrufumepit Kujvayaki, Nafiera Regisliumel Snaid Vilchvilton Kafv, Kiev Katnsklapel Vilfrufumepit Kujvayaki, Wukalaktalerskanktlul Delfdi Drunsasiduakith Kajiksuk Seat Fak Vilchpudemtruk Hufuisab Sigligavpi Wuklatsil Kornet Plyudavdif Jstitlukad Kisjusked Seat Frachtlunsgudemtruk Hufuitab Pejlingv, Wuknalanadla Kornet Plyudavdif Jstitlukad Rizjusp Seed Sektfkhtlunsg Jeldavdemtruk Hufuitab Pejlingv, Wukilanidlkluskunksled Wujevdif Jstitlukagris Jikstaditfkhtlunsgudemtruk Hufuitabnajlingv, Wukalskselik wuskunkitavral wdelfdi pngasudukate xagi said seat for fdlutsgrod of demtruk hufuism sinvigav. Wuknalateldrafakunkitlul wdelfdi pngatadukitl sagi xeet seat for fdlutsgrod ademtruk hifuit and pasakligav. Wukalakteldrafakunkitlul wdldi pngatadukit xagi xeet seat for fdlutsgrod ademtruk hifuit and pasakligav. Wukalasil kriskunkitlul wdelfdi pngasudukate xgi xed seat for fddeskpl of demtruk hufuit and pasakligav. Wuklak de la kayak nepleri wdelfdiv pngatadukate kajiak said seat for fddeskpludvdemtruk hufuit and pasakligav. Figure 2 full length amino acid alignment of functional phytoproteins from hydromedusae and ctenophores. EF hand domains I, III, and IV are indicated by long lines above the alignment, while the 12 residue calcium binding loops within each EF hand domain are indicated by short lines above the alignment. Calcium coordinating residues within EF hand domains, black triangles, and residues in the cholinterazine binding pocket, black circles are indicated. Residue 6 within the EF hand I calcium loop is also indicated, black star. Residue numbering is based on the Birovin sequence, bar Birovin. Columns of residues are shaded by similarity group conservation defined by GeneDoc and the Blossom 62 matrix, where black shows 90%, dark gray shows 70% and light gray shows 55% similar residues in a column. Species are abbreviated as follows, MLE equals Nemeopsis leedii, BAR equals Biro abyssicula, B equals Bolinopsis infundibulum, MC equals Mitrachoma cellularia, OL equals Abelia longissima, OG equals Ogeniculata, CG equals Clitia gregarium, AC equals Equoria coerulescens, AM equals A macrodactyla, AP equals A parva, AV equals A victoria. Of the conserved glycine that is found in this position in each of the EF hands of all other phytoproteins. Also, compared with other Nemeopsis phytoproteins, sequence group C has a substitution in residue 7 of EF hand IV, alanine instead of lysine, indicating that this calcium coordinating position may tolerate this substitution without significantly disrupting function. Other differences in key residues between Nemeopsis sequence groups are either conservative substitutions that are likely to retain function or are also seen in hydromedusan phytoproteins, for example, residue 7 of EF hand I. Comparing hydromedusae and ctenophore phytoprotein protein sequences, similarity is especially high within the three EF hand domains, figure 2. At the N-terminus, There are two regions where the 10^4 phytoproteins have insertions of 6 to 9 amino acids relative to the hydromedusae phytoproteins. There are several differences in important functional residues, especially in residues that make up the cholinterazine binding cavity, between the two groups of phytoproteins, which have been previously discussed. 20. These amino acid substitutions may be partially responsible for the functional differences seen between the two groups, such as the property of photoinactivation present in 10^4 phytoproteins but not in hydromedusae phytoproteins. Future studies that examine functional and structural differences among phytoproteins will help confirm what effect these and other residues have on function and determine what makes these two groups distinct. Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107. http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107, page 7 of 26. DNDS analyses indicate strong purifying selection is acting on Nemeopsis phytoprotein genes. Table 1 maximum likelihood estimation of pairwise DNDS for the Nemeopsis phytoproteins. DNDS analyses compare the rate of substitutions at synonymous, silent, sites, DS, to the rate of substitutions at non-synonymous sites, DN, between a pair of coding sequences, and are used to examine rates of sequence evolution for evidence of natural selection at the molecular level. 52. If the DNDS rate ratio is less than 1, there is evidence for purifying, negative, selection, and the duplicator genes are thought to be under selective constraint. Furthermore, the smaller the DNDS ratio, the greater the selective constraint under which the two genes have evolved. The rate of non-synonymous substitution is generally much lower than that of synonymous substitution because changes at coding sites are often constrained, as they may alter protein function. 52. We performed a maximum likelihood estimation of pairwise DNDS ratios for all Nemeopsis phytoprotein gene pairs. For these genes, the ratios range from 0.0184 to 0.1691, Table 1, indicating that strong purifying, negative, selection is acting on these sequences and that the function of the duplicator gene copies is being selectively maintained. Sequence group comparison. Sec 1. Within group A, MLAPP1, MLAPP4, 0.01920.1441 0.1333, MLAPP1, MLAPP6, 0.00058, 0.2321, 0.0252, Sec 2, DN, DS, DNDS, MLAPP4, MLAPP6, 0.01380.2272 0.06070 0.0380 0.2042 0.0184 0.0181 0.3171 0.0572 MLAPP2 MLAPP7 0.02930.2441 0.1201 MLAPP3 MLAPP7 0.01880.111 MLAPP5 MLAPP7 between groups A and B 0.09530.01830.192 MLAPP2 MLAPP3 MLAPP2 MLAPP5 MLAPP3 MLAPP5 within group B 0.02510.2409 0.1044 0.1691 MLAPP1 MLAPP5 0.05250.7689 0.0683 MLAPP4 MLAPP5 0.03910.7813 0.0501 MLAPP2 MLAPP6 0.052108626 0.0604, MLAPP3 MLAPP6, 0.03710.4546 0.0816, MLAPP5 MLAPP6, 0.05180.8676 0.05970.05480.5394 0.1015, MLAPP4 MLAPP7 MLAPP6 MLAPP7 within Group C, 0.04380.809 0.0541 0.0290 5159 0.0563, MLAPP1 MLAPP7, the evolution of multigene families can be explained by different models, including birth and death evolution and concerted evolution, 53. In birth and death evolution, new genes are created by gene duplication, with some duplicate genes remaining in the genome, whereas others are inactivated, converted to pseudogenes, or deleted from the genome outright. In concerted evolution, all family member genes evolve as a unit. A mutation occurring in a repeat spreads throughout family members via recombination events such as unequal crossover or gene conversion. The evolution of tandemly arrayed multigene families has often been attributed to concerted evolution. Current evidence supports this evolutionary model for some families, including many RNA genes in prokaryotes and eukaryotes, but in others, new analyses have shown that they are subject to birth and death evolution with strong purifying selection. For example, histone genes, still others are subject to a mixed process of concerted and birth and death evolution, for example, alpha-like globins, 53. We tested the nemeopsis fetoproteins for evidence of recombination events indicative of concerted evolution using GenoConv and found some evidence to support this model, namely, 9 pairs of sequences on scaffold ML0857 with evidence for recombination from a global comparison of fragments, additional file 3. The top 3 resulting pairs, MLAPP3 and MLAPP6, MLAPP5 and MLAPP7, and MLAPP2 and MLAPP7 are all within sequence group pairs that have global permutation test. 0.05360.6694 0.080.0386 0.493, MLAPP2 MLAPP4 MLAPP3 MLAPP4, evidence of concerted evolution within the nemeopsis fetoprotein family, MLAPP1 MLAPP2 MLAPP1 MLAPP3, 0.0390.489 0.0813 0.0537 0.1057, MLAPP8 MLAPP9, 0.0019 0.0837 0.0226, MLAPP8 MLAPP10 0.002 0.0783 0.0328 0.0623, MLAPP9 MLAPP10 0.0039 0.0302 0.1287, p-values and global Bonferroni-corrected Carlin-Alchil p-values, 0.05. Our results suggest that the high level of sequence conservation in this multigene family is likely maintained through a combination of strong purifying selection and mechanisms of concerted evolution, though further analysis will be required to determine the relative contribution of each process. Analysis of fetoprotein-like genes in the genomes of Amphimedon and Nematostella. We aligned the EF hand domains coded by Ctenophore, Anthozoan Cnidarian, Nematostella, Hydrozoan Cnidarian, and Periferin, Amphimedon, fetoprotein and fetoprotein-like genes, additional file 4. We analyzed the 2 Nematostella fetoprotein-like sequences and found that some key residues have been substituted that likely disrupt calcium binding and, presumably, any ability to function as a luciferase. In the calcium-binding loop of EF and I, the first aspartic acid, loop position 1, has been replaced with a valine in both sequences. In EF and IV, the second aspartic acid, loop position 3, in the calcium-binding loop has been replaced with a lysine in both nematostellar sequences. These substitutions are not conservative and may be disruptive enough to prevent. Schnitzler et al. BMC Biology 2012, 10, http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107. Calcium from binding to these proteins. In fact, HMMER searches of the FAM and SMART databases do not predict the presence of EF and IV in the nematostellar sequences, likely due to the disruptive substitution we identified in this domain. We also analyzed the 4-amphimidine, periferin, sequences and found that none of the key residues in the calcium binding loops have major substitutions. Additional file 4. This suggests that these sponge proteins may have retained a calcium binding function, although the ability to produce visible light may not be intact given that there are no reports of light production from this species. In EF and I, a glutamic acid residue replaces the final aspartic acid, loop position 12, in 3-amphimidine sequences. This is, however, a very conservative substitution, as both aspartic acid and glutamic acid have acidic side chains, and thus would probably not significantly disrupt calcium binding. HMMER searches of FAM successfully identify EF and III, and IV in all 4-amphimidine phytoprotein-like sequences. ACPP2 has some minor differences compared with the other sponge proteins in key binding loop residues, but all of the residues that are substituted are found in at least one other functional phytoprotein. Additional file 4. Although we found that amphimidine has 4 phytoprotein gene homologs, visible bioluminescence has not been substantiated for that or any other sponge. 1. Ultra-weak luminescence has been reported for Subarites demuncula, and that species also possesses an acyl coenzyme A synthetase gene, which is similar to firefly luciferase, 54. However, this series of findings is not conclusive evidence of a functional bioluminescence system in periphera, using either coelenterate or firefly-type luciferin. Bioluminescence has also not been observed in the cnidarian nematostella, yet we found that these organisms have phytoprotein-like genes. There are at least 3 possible scenarios that might explain their existence in these organisms. These are functional phytoprotein genes that are either rarely utilized or are used at stages or in situations that have not been witnessed by researchers. These genes encode calcium-binding proteins with functions not involved in bioluminescence, or they represent a kind of evolutionary intermediate or proto-phytoprotein that does not have all of the structural machinery in place to allow the protein to properly fold or coordinate calcium-ion binding. In the case of the 2 nematostellar genes, there are substitutions in the EF hand domains that make it unlikely that they can properly bind calcium. In the case of amphimidine, it is possible that the genes encode functional phytoproteins, but that these gene products are ultimately inactive because amphimidine may not synthesize coelenterazine or obtain coelenterazine from its diet. This hypothesis could be tested by performing a luciferase activity assay on the purified proteins. Page 8 of 26. Nematostellar phytoprotein-like MNAR expression. In situ hybridizations of 2 phytoprotein-like genes from nematostellar during a series of developmental stages reveal a pattern of mainly endodermal expression, with a specific region of endodermal expression in the tips of budding tentacles through the 6th tentacle stage. Additional file 5. The expression pattern of the 2 genes is not entirely overlapping. For example, NVEC-PP2 has a diffuse pattern of expression in the endoderm in the larval stage, additional file 5, panel A, whereas the corresponding pattern for NVEC-PP1 shows a distinct endodermal expression pattern in the developing tentacle buds, additional file 5, panel B. Additionally, Fonvec PP2 only, at the 6-tentacle stage, there is some expression in the basal disk of the anemone. Given that Nematostella does not exhibit bioluminescence, this pattern may indicate that these genes acquired a role in development. It would be informative to look at the expression pattern of the amphimedin genes during various life stages as well, given that there is evidence in publicly available estate sequences. EST database at the National Center for Biotechnology Information NCBI, that all four amphimedin phytoprotein-like genes are expressed during the larval stage. Expression patterns may help to narrow down possible functions for these proteins. Analysis of three putative Nemeopsis opsins. We identified three putative Nemeopsis opsin genes. These sequences were named Meleopsin 1 to Meleopsin 3 and have been deposited, GenBank, JQ724646, JQ724648. They also have been given identifiers specific to the Nemeopsis Genome Project, Meleopsin 1 to 3, ML13055A, ML12047A, ML215412A. The protein encoded by Meleopsin 1 is 345 amino acids in length and the gene is comprised of 8 exons. The protein encoded by Meleopsin 2 is 400 amino acids in length and the gene has 11 exons. The protein encoded by Meleopsin 3 is 404 amino acids in length and the gene has 7 exons. Full-length CNA sequences of the ORFs of Meleopsin 1 and Meleopsin 2 were extended by RACE-PCR. We generated a table of percentage amino acid sequence identity and similarity among the Nemeopsis opsins and their close homologs based on the transmembrane region alignment, additional file 6. The Nemeopsis opsins share 17% to 36% amino acid identity and 38% to 59% amino acid similarity. Meleopsin 1 shares the highest percent identity with an opsin from Pleurobrachia pileus, another 10 of 4 species, Pilopsin 1, 37%, based on truncated sequence, see additional file 6. Meleopsin 2 shares the highest percent identity with Pilopsin 2, 48%. Meleopsin 3 shares the highest percent identity with human pyripsin, 21%. We analyzed Meleopsins 1 to 3 in relation to several residues known to be important to opsin function and found that Meleopsin 2 has retained all but two of these. Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107. Important amino acids, while Meleopsin 1 and 3 have additional substitutions, additional file 7. Lys 296 is a residue that serves as the site for the shift base linkage with the chromophore and is conserved in all known opsins, including Meleopsins 1 to 3. The counterion is a key functional residue within the opsin family, responsible for stabilizing the inactive dark state pigment by helping to stabilize the protonated shift base and tuning the wavelength absorbance into the visible spectrum, 55. The counterion is usually Glu-113, sometimes Asp-113, invertebrate visual and non-visual opsins and Glu-181 in many other opsins. Interestingly, in Meleopsins 1 and 2, there is a glu in both positions, suggesting that the ancestral metazoan opsin may have had a glu at both positions. In Meleopsin 3, glu is retained only in position 181, suggesting that, if functional, this protein may have the ability to stabilize the protonated shift base through this position. A disulfide bond, conserved in most G protein coupled receptors, normally found at residues size 110 and size 187, is not present in Meleopsins 1 to 3, presenting the possibility that either the proteins can fold and function properly without this conserved bond, or that their function is disrupted due to the substitution of these residues. Finally, conserved motif blue 134 Ard 135 T 136, involved in the propagation of the transduction signal once a photon has been absorbed, is retained in meleopsin 2, partially substituted to blue GLN-TIR in meleopsin 1 and fully substituted to Ard-Ard-ALA in meleopsin 3. Overall, meleopsin 2 has retained many conserved functional residues and has the greatest potential to be a functional opsin. This is further substantiated by the cloning and characterization of meleopsin 2, see the section on opsin protein expression and characterization. Phototransduction pathway components are present in nemeopsis. Ciliary photoreceptors, typically associated with vertebrates, employ a phototransduction cascade that includes ciliary opsins, GGT proteins, phosphodiesterase, and cyclic nucleotide-gated ion channels, whereas rhabdomeric photoreceptors, typically associated with invertebrates, utilize a cascade involving rhabdomeric opsins, G-protein alpha-Q, phospholipase C, and transient receptor potential ion channels. Both cascades can be deactivated by arrestin and rhodopsin kinase, and regenerated by retinal binding protein. We searched for and identified putative homologs to several ciliary and rhabdomeric phototransduction pathway proteins, 46, in the nemeopsis genome, table 2. These sequences have been deposited into GenBank, JQ724649, JQ724657, JX564543, JX564553. The nemeopsis homologs had blast hits to query sequences with significant E values, table 2. Their reciprocal best blast hits were to proteins with annotations that closely, page 9 of 26, correspond to the query proteins in nearly all cases. Exceptions include a guanine nucleotide binding, G, protein specific to the ciliary pathway, G alpha T, which resulted in a top hit of G, I, subunit alpha 2, the guanylyl cyclase GCE precursor, which gave a top hit of a natriuretic peptide receptor, and retinal binding protein, which gave a top hit to a SET14-like protein. Overall, these results indicate that components comprising a complete ciliary phototransduction cascade are present in nemeopsis. In addition, assembled RNA-seq transcript data available through the Nemeopsis Genome Project website, 56, via the CL, cufflinks, track on the Nemeopsis Genome Browser support the developmental MNAR expression of all but two of the identified sequences, table 2. Ciliary phototransduction is more likely than rhabdomeric in nemeopsis because the putative photoreceptors in the apical sensory organ of ctenophores have a ciliary morphology, 57, cyclic nucleotide-gated ion channels. Used in ciliary phototransduction are the probable ancestral ion channels, 58, and rhabdomeric phototransduction seems to have evolved with the emergence of bilaterians, 58. It would be interesting to determine the organismal function for the rhabdomeric phototransduction cascade components, G-protein alpha-Q, phospholipase C and transient receptor potential ion channel genes, that we identified in the nemeopsis genome, and to determine if the rhabdomeric line of photoreceptor evolution also dates back to early metazoans. Although we have RNA-seq-based evidence that these genes are expressed during embryonic development, we do not know if their expression is limited to the photocytes and or the four putative photoreceptors in the apical sense organ. Future studies that explore the expression patterns of these genes will help verify whether a phototransduction pathway is functioning in these specific regions and whether it is specific to ciliary components. Further analysis of the phototransduction pathway genes in this early branching metazone will help shed light on the origin of these pathways and their function in a non-bilaterian animal. Metazone phylogeny of photoproteins. The phylogeny based on full-length photoprotein amino acid sequence alignments yielded four major groups in a well-supported clade, specifically, ctenophorin, anthozoan cnidarian, hydrozoan cnidarian, and peripherin groups, Figure 3. Related proteins, including functionally related cholinterazine binding proteins from Renilla, an anthozoan cnidarian, form a sister group to this clade. A sarcoplasmic calcium binding protein from the marine worm Neris divisicula, ND-sarc in figure 3, branches just outside the Renilla cholinterazine binding proteins group. Other sarcoplasmic calcium binding proteins from a variety of taxa, as well as comodulin, Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107, page 10 of 26. Table 2 Nemeopsis homologs to ciliary and rabotmeric phototransduction cascade components and their reciprocal best blast hit. Protein name, GenBank accession number of query protein, GenBank E-value accession number of top Nemeopsis result, ML identifier, reciprocal best blast query result protein name, species, GenBank accession number, E-value, RNA-seq evidence, opsin, ACB05673, JQ724646, ML13055, 2E22, opsin-3-like, Oreochromis niloticus, XP003441288, 6E31, yes, G-alpha-S sabunit, BAA81697. JX564543, ML012011, 1E93, guanine nucleotide binding protein, alpha-stimulating activity polypeptide, Daphnia pulix, EFX88427.1, 3E177, yes, G-alpha isobunit, ACB05685.1, JQ724654, ML156514, 2E129, G-protein alpha subunit I-class, Halocynthia rurettsii, BAB79197.1, 2E177, yes, transducin G-alpha T1, AAB017351, transducin G-gamma T1, R25929-1, GRK1-G protein-coupled receptor kinase 1, R96611-1, GMPPDE-alpha-rod, NP666198-1, GMPPDE-beta-rod, P23443, GMPPDE-delta, O55057-1, JX564546, MLRB156557, JX564547, ML17031, JX564550, MLRB009169, JX564548, MLRB03248, JX564549, ML233327, JQ724657, ML096829, 9E73, guanine nucleotide binding protein G, I, subunit alpha 2, mus musculus, NP32164.2, guanine nucleotide binding protein G, T, subunit gamma T1, autolimogonetii, XP003782721, G protein coupled receptor kinase 5, Calithrix jacus, XP002756686, sperm phosphodiesterase 5-like, Sacoglossus kowalewskii, XP002733933, CGMP-specific rod phosphodiesterase 6D-delta, Trichoplax adherens, XP002113713, high-affinity CGMP-specific 3' 5-cyclic phosphodiesterase 9A-like, Dania Ririo, XP692819.2, 3E173, yes, 1E06, yes, 0.0, no, 0.0, yes, 8E55, yes, 1E163, yes, ciliary components, phosphodiesterase, ACB05690, 7E079, E110, 1E97, 5E99, 6E55, 4E105, cyclic nucleotide gated ion channel JX564544, CAD42891.1, ML08605, and JX564545, ML054419, JX564552 RGS9-1 regulator of G protein, MLRB369320, signaling 9 isoform 1, NP0353982, 2E105, 1E115, CGMP gated cation channel alpha 1 like, partial chrysotulus griseus, XP00351536, predicted protein, Nematostella victensis, XP1641603.1, 2E124, 1E121, yes, 2E14, regulator of G protein signaling loci-like, megachyle rotundata, XP00370598.0, 1E27, no, GC1 guanylyl cyclase GCE precursor NP0322182, JX564553, ML17474, 2E131, natriuretic peptide receptor 1-like, Sacoglossus kowalewskii, XP00273410600.0, yes, recoverin, NP0330641, GCAP1 guanylyl cyclase activating protein 1, NP0322152, GCAP2 guanylyl cyclase activating protein 2, NP666191, JX564551, ML096819, 9E51, 1E32, 2E38. Hypothetical protein Dapodraft 65663, Daphnia pulix, EFX65172, 2E121, yes, G-alpha Q-subunit, ACB05683, JQ724653, ML009153, 4E105. Heterotrimeric GTP binding protein alpha subunit Galpha Q, Litopanaeus vanamii, AAT44837.1, 8E134, yes, phospholipase C, ACB05675, JQ724649, ML04921, 1E178, predicted protein, Nematostella victensis, XP1635876.1, 1E1000, yes, TRPC protein, ACB05689, JQ724656, ML234550, 1E11, similar to TRP gamma cation channel, Nasonia vitripennis, XP1604587.1, 1E53, JQ724652, ML02234, JQ724650, ML04904, 7E162, G-protein beta subunit, Myeloidogyne javanica, ACB97665.1, beta-adrenergic receptor kinase 2, DANYA-RIO, NP1128197.1, 1E1000 yes, Aristin, ACB05679 and P20443.1, JQ724651, ML04792.6, 4E55, Triadraft 64255, Trichoplaxodherins, XP2116188.1, 1E1000 yes, Retinal Binding Protein, ACB05687, JQ724655, ML167044, 2E28, similar to SEC14-like protein 1 isoform 4, Canis familiaris, XP857362.1, 1E1000 yes, rhabdomeric components, yes, shared components visual G-beta, ACB05681, rhodopsin kinase, ACB05677, 8E85, 1E1000 yes. For each query protein, the corresponding nemeopsis protein model is listed with the E value of the top BLAST result. The nemeopsis protein model was then used as a query in a reciprocal best BLAST search of the non-redundant protein database, NCBI, and the top result is listed along with the E value of the BLAST result. RNA-seq data supports the developmental MNR gene expression of each of these protein models. BLAST, Basic Local Alignment Search Tool, ML, Nemeopsis Leadi, PDE, Phosphodiesterase, TRP, Transient Receptor Potential, Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107, page 11 of 26, Bayesian posterior probabilities 100%, 96%, 65%, 100. RRCBP-RMCBP3-RMCBP2-RMCBP4-RMCBP1, 52, Renilla Group, 9965, ACPP1-ACPP2-ACPP3, Amphimidin Group ACPP4-MC Mitrokamin OL Obelin 84 OG Obelin 54 CG Clitin ACEK 77 75 AVEK 1 AVEK 2 66 AVEK AMEK 50 100 NVEC PP1 NVEC PP2 76 MLE PP4 72 MLE PP6 MLE PP1 MLE PP7 62 MLE PP3 68 MLE PP5 MLE PP2 Barbirovin 51 B Belinopsin BGR Belinopsin MLE PP9 94 MLE PP8 MLE PP10 95 61 63 83 100 Hydromedusi Group Nematostella Group, Tenafor Group, ND Sark BL Sark, 61, DM Sark, 92 98 73, PSP Sarka PSP Sark, 96 93, Sark Outgrip, SR 11241 T0 Malay 311625 MB 33928 NVEC 88970 AC 224532 CO 02694 T0 RRP 62184 CAMTAR 37105 NVEC 188289 9 HSCAA 36839 AC 224535 HM 2154349 HM 2160750 51 MLE 104636 NVEC 239788 Outgrip 0.7 Figure 3 unrooted maximum likelihood phylogeny of phytoprotein and phytoprotein-like proteins showing clusters of major groupings. Five major groups were reconstructed, tenophorin, nematostella, hydromedusin, and amphimedin phytoproteins, as well as closely related cholinterazine-binding proteins from Renilla, an anthozoan cnidarian, sarcoplasmic calcium-binding proteins, SOCs, and comodulins, CAMs, from a variety of taxa branch outside of these five major groups. Bayesian methods reconstructed a tree with the same topology. Bootstrap support values greater than 50% are denoted. Bayesian posterior probabilities are shown as colored circles at nodes. Red circles indicate 100% support, blue circles indicate 96% support, and black circles indicate 65% support. Species are abbreviated as follows: AC equals Equoria coerulescens, AM equals Amphimedon macrodactyla, AP equals A. parva, AC equals A. queenslandica, AV equals A. victoria, BAR equals Biro abyssicula, B equals Bolinopsis infundibulum, BL equals Branchiostoma lanceolatum, CO equals Capsospora arczazaki, DM equals Drosophila melanogaster, HM equals Hydromagna papillata, HS equals Homo sapiens, MB equals Monarsiga brevicolis, MC equals Mitrachoma cellularia, MLE equals Nemeopsis leedii, ND equals Neris divisicula, NVEC equals Nematostella victensis, OG equals Abelia geniculata, OL equals O longissima, PSP equals Pinnaeus sp, RM equals Renilla mulleri, RR equals Reniformis, SR equals Salpingoca rosetta, TAR equals Trichoplax adherens. Proteins from various taxa, including metazoan outgrowth taxa Capsospora, Monarsiga, and Salpingoca, and non-bilaterian metazoan taxa Amphimedon, Nemeopsis, Nematostella, Hydra, Renilla, and Trichoplax, form their own groups outside of this clade, figure 3. The difference in likelihood values among resulting trees from the multiple runs was very small, indicating that our methods produced several nearly equally likely trees. Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107. The relationships presented in figure 3 are maintained in the 50% majority rule consensus tree of all of the result trees, additional file 8. Interestingly, the cnidarian phytoproteins are not monophyletic. The two Nematostella phytoprotein-like genes branch next to the tenophore phytoproteins with moderately high support, 83%, followed by the hydrazone group and then by the four amphimedin phytoprotein-like genes, which fall at the base of all of the other phytoprotein and phytoprotein-like groups with low support, 61%. It is not unusual for trees based on single genes to form clusters that are incongruous with taxonomy because of selection acting on a single locus, the presence of homoplasic characters, incomplete lineage sorting, or as a result of long branch attraction, 59.60. Within the tenophore phytoproteins, the Nemeopsis sequences do not form a monophyletic group, figure 3. All sequences from scaffold ML0857 group together, with ML0857 group A forming one subgroup, 72% bootstrap, and ML0857 group B branching in a ladder-like fashion from the A subgroup. The sequence from Biro branches next to the Nemeopsis ML0857 cluster with low support, followed by two sequences from Bolinopsis. The Nemeopsis phytoproteins on scaffold ML2154 form a subgroup, group C, at the base of all of the other tenophore phytoproteins with 94% support. Bioluminescence is widespread among tenophores, 61, however, since genomic data are not yet available for any other tenophore species. It remains to be seen if tandemly arrayed clusters of phytoprotein genes will be identified in other tenophores. The availability of genomes or transcriptomes from additional species will provide the basis for a more complete understanding of phytoprotein evolution within the tenophora. We also note that the tenophore phytoproteins are quite distinct from the hydromedusae phytoproteins. Our phylogenetic tree separates these two groups into distinct clusters. However, the groups are clearly evolutionarily related compared with other calcium-binding proteins, indicating that there may have been relatively rapid diversification of these proteins in the time since ctenophores and cnidarians diverged. Figure 3. Phytoproteins arose at the base of the metazoa. Searches of the recently sequenced genomes of unicellular eukaryotes, phylozones, including Monarsiga brevicaulis and Salpingoca rosetta, Chonoflagellates, and Capsospora arczaczyki, a phylasterion, did not reveal any phytoprotein genes. However, blast searches revealed that homologs to other EF hand superfamily proteins are present in the genomes of these groups, including comodulin, shown in figure 3, centrin or caltractin, myosin, calcineurin, spectrin, and actinin, data no. Page 12 of 26. Shown, we found that phytoproteins are altogether absent from the placozone trichoplax. Phytoproteins are known to be present in many hydrozone cnidarians in the orders Leptothecatae, Trachymedusae, Nacomedusae, and Siphonophorae, but it appears that they have been lost from another hydrozone, Hydra order Anthothecatae. Because phytoproteins or phytoprotein-like genes are present in the earliest branching groups, that is, sponges and ctenophores, on the animal tree of life, and not in their closest non-metazoan relatives, we infer that the origin of the gene family was at the base of the metazoa, followed by lineage-specific losses in Trichoplax and Hydra, figure 4. This conclusion is based on currently available sequence data and should be revisited when sequence data become available for additional bioluminescent non-metazoan eukaryotes, such as radiolarians, which may have homologous calcium. Activated phytoproteins. 1. Opsin phylogeny reconstructs a ctenophore-specific clade. We identified 6 major groupings in the opsin phylogeny we reconstructed, figure 5, which was based on an alignment of the 7 transmembrane, 7TM, region of opsin sequences from a variety of taxa, alignment with a subset of taxa shown in additional file 7. 2 putative Nemeopsis opsin sequences, Meleopsin 1 and Meleopsin 2, form a well-supported clade, 99% bootstrap, with opsins from the ctenophore Pleurobrachia, falling outside of the well-defined ciliary, rhabdomeric, and GO-coupled plus retinochrome, retinal G-protein-coupled receptor, GO-RGR, groupings of bilaterians. The ctenophore-specific clade branches closer to the ciliary opsin and GO-RGR groups than to the rhabdomeric opsins. A third putative Nemeopsis opsin, Meleopsin 3, does not group with the other ctenophore opsins, and instead branches on its own at the base of all opsins with low support. The leaf stability index, 0.421, and branch attachment frequency value, 0.30, are both very low for this branch, further supporting the uncertainty of the placement of this sequence in our phylogeny. Cnidarian opsins, represented by 14 nematostellar sequences, are found in 3 major groupings, a subgroup that falls next to the GO-RGR group, a group with 7 nematostellar sequences that branches next to the ctenophore-specific clade, and a group with 2 nematostellar sequences that branches outside all opsins other than Meleopsin 3. Likelihood values among resulting trees from the multiple runs were all very similar, indicating that our methods produced several equally likely trees. The relationships presented in Figure 5 are maintained in the 50% majority rule consensus tree of all of the result trees, additional file 9. We also repeated the analysis after removing Meleopsin 3 and all of the groupings and relationships among the groups remained the same, additional file 10. Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107, page 13 of 26. Figure 4 Evolutionary History of the Calcium-Regulated Phytoprotein Family. According to currently available sequence data, the family arose at the base of the metazoa. Filled blue circles indicate that the genes are present and that bioluminescence is observed in these groups. Open blue circles indicate that the genes are present, but that bioluminescence is not observed in these groups. A brown X indicates that phytoprotein genes are absent from those groups. A plus sign next to a taxon name indicates that this organism's genome has been fully sequenced. The major clades identified in our opsin tree are in agreement with results seen in recent studies, 62-64, where cnidarian opsins occur in multiple locations across the tree. One recent study by Porter and colleagues did not obtain this result, instead finding that all cnidarian and 1-10-4 opsin, pill opsin 1, form a monophyletic clade referred to as cnidips, 65. In that study, only three nematostellar sequences, all from the same subclade, with no representatives from the other two previously reported subclades, and a single 10-4 sequence were included in the analysis. By contrast, 14 nematostellar and 4 10-4 sequences were included in our own analysis. The Porter study also included several putative opsin sequences from the cnidarian hydra that we did not include in our analysis due to the extraordinarily long branches produced by these sequences during our preliminary phylogenetic analyses. Additionally, the single 10-4 sequence included in that study, pill opsin 1, was derived from estate data and is truncated. These differences could explain why the branching pattern seen in Porter et al. 65, differs from the position seen in our own tree. Overall, the phylogeny we reconstructed does not suggest a simple one-to-one correlation between the non-bilaterian, 10-4 and cnidarian, opsin groups and the well-defined bilaterian groups. With the addition of the 10-4 sequences to the opsin phylogeny, the evolutionary path leading from prebilaterian opsins to the bilaterian ciliary, rhabdomeric, and GoRGR opsins remains unresolved, and it appears that additional sequence data will be required to fully resolve these relationships. Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107. Page 14 of 26, Bayesian posterior probabilities 100%, 96%, 70%, ciliary opsins, GoRGR opsins and cnidarian subgroup, 10-4 group, nematostellar only group, P09241, rhabdomeric opsins, nematostellar only Mallei opsin 3 outgroup. Figure 5 maximum likelihood phylogeny of opsin proteins showing clusters of major groupings. Bayesian methods reconstructed a tree with the same topology. Bootstrap support values greater than 50% are denoted. Bayesian posterior probabilities are shown as colored circles at nodes. Red circles indicate 100% support, blue circles indicate 96% support, and black circles indicate 70% support. Gene name abbreviations. 5SR equals 5th somatostatin receptor, AR equals allotostatin receptor, MAR equals muscarinic acetylcholine receptor, MWS equals medium wavelength sensitive, RGR equals retinal G protein coupled receptor, RH equals rhodopsin, SWS equals short wavelength sensitive. Nemeopsis phytoprotein expression and spectral analysis. We expressed, purified, and characterized a subset of the nemeopsis phytoproteins that included one protein from each sequence group, Mallei PP6, group A, Mallei PP3, group B, and Mallei PP9, group C. The emission wavelength maximum, Lmax, at pH 8.04 Mallei PP6 and Mallei PP3 was 490 nm and for Mallei PP9 was 496 nm. All emission wavelengths were maintained within 1 nm at pH 8.0, 9.0, and 10.0, figure 6, for each protein. Although noteworthy, the slightly longer emission maximum for the group C phytoproteins would likely not have a functional impact on any organism detecting the luminescence. These values are slightly shifted from the in vitro value of nemiopsin 1 and nemiopsin 2 presented by Ward and Seliger, 28, of 485 nm, which were determined at pH 8.4 and pH 8.3 respectively. This could be due to differences in pH and the purification methods used between the two studies. Although we only expressed 3 of the mApps, it is likely that all 10 are functional, considering the very high amino acid identity present within each sequence group and, in particular, the conservation of key functional residues across all nemiopsis phytoproteins. Although group B sequences have a substitution in an important residue in EF and I, we show that one member of this, Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107, page 15 of 26, 450,500,550 wavelength, nm, 600, intensity 40-60-0, 0, 20, 20, 20-0, 350, pH 10.0, 496.318 pH 9.0, 496.067 pH 8.0, 496.067, 80, pH 10.0, 489.782 pH 9.0, 489.53 pH 8.0, 490.285, 100, mAppP 9 sequence group C, intensity 40-60, intensity 40-60, 80, pH 10.0, 491.291 pH 9.0, 490.033 pH 8.0, 490.537, 100, mAppP 3 sequence group B, 80, 100, mAppP 6 sequence group A, 350, 400, 450, 500, 550, wavelength, nm, 600, 350, 400, 450,500,550 wavelength, nm, 600. Figure 6 spectrum of bioluminescent emission for a subset of nemiopsis phytoproteins representing the three sequence groups, A, B, C, at pH 8.0, 9.0, and 10.0. The color of each curve corresponds to the key shown in the upper right of each graph. Group, mAppP3, is a functional phytoprotein, so it is likely that this substitution does not disrupt function in the other group B proteins. Nemiopsis opsin protein expression and characterization. We purified and determined the absorption spectrum of mAppOpsin 2 bound to 11 cis retinal. The wavelengths of maximal absorption, Lmax, of the resulting visual pigment were measured from the dark spectrum and dark light difference spectrum, figure 7. This protein has an absorption peak at 501 plus or minus 1 nm, figure 7. When the regenerated pigment was exposed to light, it showed a new absorbance spectrum peak at around 380 nm, data not shown, indicating that 11 cis retinal in the pigment was isomerized by light and all trans retinal was released. These results indicate that mAppOpsin 2 is able to form a functional photopigment. The absorption spectrum overlaps with the emission spectrum of the phytoproteins, figure 6, suggesting that the opsin could function to absorb light produced by the tenophore. Further experimentation will be necessary to rigorously test this hypothesis. Nemiopsis phytoprotein MNAR expression. We examined MNAR expression patterns of nemiopsis phytoprotein genes through embryonic development by in situ hybridization. We used probes generated from each of the phytoprotein sequence groups, A, B, and C, because the patterns were identical for all three probes. Representative patterns are shown in figure 8. Phytoprotein expression begins during late gastrulation, 4 to 6 HPF, in migrating photocyte precursors figure 8a, panels AD, GJ, and continues in cells associated with the endodermal meridional canals beneath the developing comb plates, where photocytes are located, figure 8a, panels EF, KL. Expression coincides closely with the onset of light emission in developing photocytes, which starts around 8 HPF. Although three separate probes were designed from the photoprotein sequences, one for each sequence group, identical expression patterns were observed from each probe. This could be due to true co-expression or may have resulted from the probes cross-hybridizing with multiple transcripts, given that the sequence is so similar among the photoproteins. The pattern of expression of Nemeopsis photoproteins matches the site of light production in developing embryos, which begin to emit light in these same regions upon stimulation starting around 8 HPF, 38. Although MNAR expression is first detected at 4 HPF, Nemeopsis opsin MNAR expression, of two opsin homologs, Meleopsin 1 and Meleopsin 2, was detected in migrating photocyte precursors Meleopsin 1, and in developing photocytes at 18 HPF, Meleopsin 2. Meleopsin 1 exhibits expression early in development that looks strikingly similar to the photoprotein expression pattern figure 8b, panels AC, FH, although it is not as strong or well-defined as the photoprotein expression pattern itself. Expression of Meleopsin 1 continues into the cedipid stage, where it is weakly expressed in photocytes, figure 8b, panels D and I. Meleopsin 2 is not expressed in early developmental stages, data not shown, but exhibits strong expression in photocytes that overlaps with photoprotein expression at the cedipid stage, figure 8b, panels K and M, white arrows, at about 18 HPF. Meleopsin 2 expression is also found in four small groups of neural cells in the floor of the apical. Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107, page 16 of 26. Absorbance, 0.20, 0.01, 0.00, 300, 0.10, 400, 500, 600, max equals 501 nm 0.00, 300, 400, 500, 600, wavelength, nm, figure 7 absorbance spectra of Meleopsin 2 pigment measured in the pre- and post-bleaching difference, inset, conditions. In the latter case, the post-bleaching, light, spectrum was subtracted from the pre-bleaching dark spectrum. Organ, figure 8b, panels L and N, black arrows. These groups of neural cells coincide with structures described as lamellate bodies that were suggested over 130 years ago to be photoreceptors, 56.66. Meleopsin 1 is expressed in the apical sense organ at the cedipid stage as well, although it is not as well defined, figure 8b, panels E and J. We did not examine expression patterns of Meleopsin 3. Overall, these patterns suggest that there are photoreceptors located in the apical sense organ and that photocytes may also function as photoreceptors in this species. Nemeopsis photoprotein and opsin MNAR co-expression in photocytes. Double in situ hybridization of photoprotein MLEPP1 and Meleopsin 2 shows a clearly overlapping expression pattern figure 9a, b. Reflective confocal microscopy of the same double in situ specimen, 18 HPF, demonstrates that the Meleopsin 2 expression is punctate and is located within the same photocyte cells exhibiting photoprotein expression, figure 9c. This pattern lends support for the hypothesis that photocytes function in bioluminescence and photoreception, light responses in Nemeopsis. Previous research has examined responses to light in Nemeopsis, and there is some experimental evidence that light influences its spawning behavior. Under natural conditions, spawning normally occurs approximately 8 h after sunset in specimens collected in Woods Hole, MA, USA, 67, and 3 to 5 hours after onset of darkness in specimens collected in Miami, FL, USA, 68.69, with the Miami specimens representing a genetically distinct population, 70. Thus, the signal to spawn corresponds to the absence of light or onset of darkness and may be temperature dependent. It is unclear, however, if Nemeopsis exhibits phototactic behavior at any life stage. 71, KP, personal observation. The organismal function, S, of opsin-mediated phototransduction likely to occur in the photoreceptors of the apical sense organ and in the photocytes remains to be determined through experimentation. Do ctenophore photocytes have a dual role in light production and light sensing? The co-expression of opsin and photoprotein genes in photocytes of Nemeopsis suggests a dual role for photocytes in both light sensing and light production. Whether the two phenomena are functionally connected in this organism remains to be definitively determined through experimentation, although overlapping emission and absorption spectra of the two proteins suggests that it is a viable hypothesis. All the light induced bioluminescence has been demonstrated previously in a few bilaterian taxa, including pyrosomes, phylum Tunicata, 72, and in several crustaceans, 73-76. The mechanism for Schnitzler et al. BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107. http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107. Page 17 of 26. Figure 8 in situ hybridization showing Nemeopsis photoprotein MNAR expression, and Nemeopsis opsin MNAR expression, A, photoprotein expression, panels A, D and F are lateral views, E is a surface view, and GL are arboreal views. The blastopore is indicated with an asterisk, TB equals tentacle bulb, B, opsin expression, panels A, D and K are lateral views, E, FJ, and LN are arboreal views. The blastopore is indicated with an asterisk. AO equals apical organ. White arrows indicate expression in regions of putative photocytes. Black arrows indicate expression in 4 putative photoreceptors in apical organ HPF, hours post-fertilization. This type of stimulation of light production has not been well investigated in any system. Further investigation will be required to determine whether light sensing stimulates light production in Nemeopsis or if the two phenomena are linked in any way. It is clear that Nemeopsis bioluminescence is under neural control, 36.37, 39.43, 44, but the co-localization of photoproteins and opsins in the same cells suggests that the cascade of events leading to and or inhibiting bioluminescence may be more complex. Photoinactivation of photoproteins that is typical of ctenophores adds an additional layer of complexity to the system. Here, we have shown that a ctenophore expresses a protein that senses the environment, light sensing via opsin, and proteins that produce light, photoproteins. Establishing that ctenophore photocytes are capable of sensing as well as responding to stimuli. Our results suggest that there is a non-visual function for opsin-mediated phototransduction in this early branching metazone species. Further study will be necessary to Schnitzler et al. BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107. http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107. Page 18 of 26. Figure 9 co-expression of Nemeopsis photoprotein, MLA-PPE1, and opsin, MLA-opsin2, MNAR expression. All images are lateral views of a cedipid approximately 18 HPF and a double asterisk denotes the arboreal pole of the embryo, A. Green staining is MLA-PPE1 MNAR expression via fluorescence in situ hybridization, fluorescein probe, B. Dark blue staining is MLA-opsin2 MNAR expression via nitro-blue tetrazolium, NBT, and 5-bromo-4-chloro-3-indolyl phosphate, BCIP, digoxygenin probe, C. reflective confocal microscopy of co-fluorescent in situ embryo shown in A and B. Bright blue staining is nuclei via 4-6-dimedino-2-phenylindole. Green staining is MALE-PP1-MNAR expression via fluorescence in situ hybridization. Red staining is MALE-OPSIN2-MNAR expression via NBTBCIP. Determine how the bioluminescence cascade operates in nemiopsis, and whether or not opsin and other phototransduction pathway genes play a role in regulating, promoting or inhibiting, luminescence production under different conditions. Conclusions: here, we present a comprehensive analysis of the genes involved in light emission and photoreception in the Tenafor nemiopsis leadii. With respect to light emission, we identify two genomic clusters of tandemly arrayed. Schnitzler et al. BMC Biology 2012, 10, http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107. Photoproteins: genes in nemiopsis containing a total of at least 10 full-length genes with high sequence conservation. We have also shown that they are likely maintained through purifying selection and concerted evolution. We were able to confirm that the multiple photoprotein isoforms previously reported by others are, indeed, products of different, or separate, individual genes. Further, our understanding of the evolution of the calcium-regulated photoprotein gene family has significantly improved as a result of having full-length genomic sequence data from early branching non-bilaterian taxa in hand. Based on these data, we have constructed the first metazone-wide phylogeny for the photoprotein gene family, identified photoprotein-like genes in non-luminescent taxa, the Peripherin amphimedin and the Cnidarian nematostella, and demonstrated that the family likely arose at the base of the metazoa. Regarding photoreception, we identified three putative opsin genes in nemiopsis, reconstructed a phylogeny that suggests Ctenophore opsins do not group clearly with traditional bilaterian rhabdomeric, ciliary, or GoRGR opsin groupings, and have identified a complete ciliary phototransduction cascade in the nemiopsis genome. We have demonstrated that one Ctenophore opsin, MALE-OPSIN2, forms a functional photopigment that absorbs light at wavelengths that closely overlap with maximum photoprotein light emission. We believe that MALE-OPSIN2 represents the most ancient animal opsin with a demonstrated ability to absorb light. Expression patterns showing co-localization of photoprotein genes and two putative opsin genes in developing nemiopsis photocytes indicate that these cells have the capacity to both sense and produce light. Opsin expression was also detected in the apical sensory organ in neural ciliary cells identified over 130 years ago as putative photoreceptors. This study sets the stage for future experimentation that will be necessary to test the intriguing possibility of a functional linkage between light reception and light production in this Ctenophore species. Methods: identification of photoproteins in the nemiopsis genome. We used the nemiopsis draft genome, which was previously sequenced using 454 and Illumina sequencing and assembled into scaffolds, 32, using the Fusion Assembler 77. The current draft assembly comprises 5,100 scaffolds, scaffold N50 of 123 kb, which corresponds to coverage of approximately 12x. A total of 16,645 protein-coding gene models were predicted by using a combination of FGENISH, 78, PASA, 79, and Evidence Modeler Software, 80, which combines ab initio gene predictions and protein and transcript alignments into weighted consensus gene structures. These data are publicly available at the Nemiopsis Genome Project website, 56. Page 19 of 26. Hydromedusan photoprotein homologs were used in TBLASTN and BLASTP searches of the nemiopsis genome assembly and predictor gene models, respectively. Candidate matches were then used as queries in a reciprocal BLASTP search against the non-redundant protein database, GenBank. Scaffolds containing putative fotoprotein gene models were visualized in the JBrowse web-based genome browser, 81.82, confirmation of individual Nemeopsis fotoprotein sequences. Because several Nemeopsis fotoprotein gene predictions occur in tandem on the same scaffold, we sought additional evidence to determine how many full-length fotoprotein genes are truly present and, of these, how many transcripts are actively expressed. We used two complementary methods to confirm the presence of a full-length Nemeopsis fotoprotein gene. First, we used a 5-and-3-race PCR screening approach to determine which fotoprotein transcripts are expressed during Nemeopsis development. For this, we designed multiple gene-specific 5-and-3-race PCR primers to target universally conserved regions of the coding sequence found among all the fotoprotein gene models predicted from the assembly, additional file 11. These primers were used in 5-and-3-race PCR Reactions Smart Race Kit, Clontech Laboratories, Incorporated, Mountain View, CA, USA, with RNA from mixed developmental stages ranging from 0 to 30 HPF resulting from the spawn of several individuals. In some cases, one round of race PCR was performed, in others, a second round of race PCR with a second nested gene-specific primer was used. Individual RACPCA products were cloned and sequenced, and sequences were aligned to the genomic sequences using MacLeod V4.08.83. Although the coding regions of all predicted Nemeopsis fotoproteins have high sequence identity, the sequence in the 5' and 3' UTRs differs substantially, which allowed us to positively identify which genomic sequence was identified by each product sequenced from the race PCR screen. We considered aligned matches from either a 5 or 3 race sequence as confirmation that a particular transcript was expressed. We obtained the second piece of evidence for the presence of putative fotoproteins by examining the individual sequence reads that made up the fusion assembly using CONST, which is a tool for viewing, editing, and finishing sequence assemblies. 84.85. Illumina and 454 sequence reads were mapped to fusion scaffolds containing putative fotoproteins using cross-match, P. Green, unpublished, 85. The mapping results were used to generate an alignment file that could be utilized by CONST. The CONST assembly comprises a subset of 454/Roche fragment and Illumina mate pair reads that map to the fotoprotein gene family. The initial inspection of this, Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107. Assembly assessed general coverage and mate pair consistency across the targeted regions. Any mate pair inconsistencies and sequence gaps were noted. Race PCR sequences used to confirm the presence of individual Nemeopsis fotoproteins were then imported into the CONST assembly. The incorporated race sequences were then aligned to the assembled reads for comparison. Page 20 of 26. Mutational saturation in DNA and protein sequences occurs when individual sites have undergone multiple mutations over time, causing the number of observed differences to no longer accurately reflect the true evolutionary distance, or number of substitutions that have actually occurred since the divergence of the two sequences, 90. This eliminated all pairwise comparisons between sequence groups A and C, and B and C sequence analysis fotoproteins and opsins. Putative Nemeopsis fotoproteins were aligned to known fotoprotein homologs using MUSL, 86, and corrected manually to align specific residues within EFHAND domains. Putative opsin sequences were aligned to known opsins with MUSL and manually trimmed to the transmembrane region, approximately 270 amino acids. Alignments were highlighted by similarity group conservation defined by GeneDoc and the BLOSM62 matrix. For both the fotoprotein, full-length alignment, additional file 12, and the opsin alignment, 7TM region alignment, Additional File 13, Amino Acid Identity and Similarity Pairwise Comparisons were calculated in BioEdit v7.0.5.87, based on the alignments obtained with muscle. Percentage identity was calculated as the percentage fraction identical characters in pairwise aligned sequences, treating gaps as an additional character. For similarity comparisons, the BLOSM 62 matrix was used. These alignments were used for phylogenetic analyses. Predicted molecular weights for the phytoproteins were calculated using the Compute PyMW tool on the Expasi Proteomics Server, 88. Testing the Nemeopsis phytoproteins for evidence of concerted evolution. We used Genicon V1.81, 91, to test the Nemeopsis phytoproteins for evidence of recombination events that are indicative of concerted evolution. We changed the default scale from 0 to 1, ignored all sites with missing data, and did a global analysis with 10,000 permutations and a p-value cutoff of 0.05. Searching for phototransduction pathway genes in Nemeopsis. Phototransduction genes, 46, were used as queries in BLASTP searches against the set of Nemeopsis predicted gene models, version 2.2, as well as an unfiltered set of Nemeopsis gene models, that is, gene predictions not incorporated into the final set. The identifier and the e-value of the top hit are listed in Table 2. A reciprocal best BLASTP search was performed using the top Nemeopsis gene model against the non-redundant protein database in NCBI. The top result and the e-value of the hit are also listed in Table 2. Phylogenetic analysis DNDS analyses to test for selection among Nemeopsis phytoprotein genes. We used the CODEML program within the PAML software package, 89, to generate maximum likelihood estimates of pairwise DNDS, non-synonymous synonymous rate ratio, or omega, for the Nemeopsis phytoprotein genes. After testing various models, we selected the F61 model, codon-frec equals 3, which generates an empirical estimate of each codon frequency. We used a hill-climbing algorithm to maximize log likelihood function with respect to kappa, transition transversion ratio, fix kappa equals 0, t, sequence distance, and omega, fix omega equals 0. Using this approach accounts for transition transversion rate biases, codon usage bias, and multiple substitutions. Analyses were conducted across the entire gene for all pairwise comparisons among the 10 sequences. All positions containing alignment gaps were eliminated automatically. Pairs of sequences with DS values, the number of synonymous substitutions per synonymous site, greater than 1.0 were considered too different from one another and discarded to avoid problems of mutational saturation, 52. Sequence retrieval for phytoprotein phylogeny. Hydromedusae phytoprotein homologs were used in TBLASTN and BLASTP searches of available genome assemblies and predicted gene models of non-metazoan eukaryotic phyla, including the Chona flagellates Monarsiga brevicaulis and Salpingoca rosetta, the amoeboid symbiont Capsospora arczazaki, and non-bilaterian metazoan taxa including the Peripheran amphimedon queenslandica, the Placozoan Trichoplax adherens, and the Cnidarians Nematostella victensis and Hydromagna papillata. For comodulin outgrowth sequences, human comodulin, GenBank, CAA 36839, was used in similar BLAST searches. An identical search strategy was used to query the Nemeopsis genome and predicted gene models for comodulin homologs, which resulted in two hits, MLA 311,625 and MLA 104,636 in Figure 3, which have been deposited, GenBank, JQ 724,658 and JQ 724,659. SARC outgrowth sequences were obtained from GenBank. The filtered protein models for Monarsiga V1.0, 92, Trichoplax V1.0, 93, Nematostella V1.0, 94, and Hydra V1.0, 95, were downloaded from each species joint. Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107. Genome Institute Genome Website. The set of amphimedin gene models was downloaded from the FTP site provided in the genome paper, 96. Gene models for Capsospora and Salpingoca were downloaded from the Origins of Multicellularity Sequencing Project at the Broad Institute, 97, in March 2011. Sequence retrieval for opsin phylogeny. A number of recent studies have described the diversity and phylogenetic relationships of opsins from various animals including cnidarians, protostomes, and deuterostomes, 62-64.98. A majority of these studies reconstructed phylogenies based on the functionally conserved 7TM region of the proteins. A subset of sequences reported in these studies was selected to represent the diversity of previously studied animal opsins, which include rhabdomeric, ciliary, and GoRGR opsins, as well as including 14 nematostellar opsins to represent cnidarian specific clades. Opsins from nematostella and human were used in TBLASTN and BLASTP searches of genome assemblies and predicted gene models for Trichoplax, amphimedin, Monarsiga, and Capsospora, as described above. Searches in genomes from these later four species yielded no positive hits to opsins, consistent with earlier analyses, 62.64. An identical search strategy was used to query the Nemeopsis genome and predicted gene models, which resulted in three hits, Meleopsin 1-3. We also searched available estate data at NCBI for Pleurobrachia sequences, which resulted in identifying one sequence, Pilopsin 1, GenBank, CU419614, which was truncated, and a second sequence, Pilopsin 2, GenBank, FQ011385, which covered the complete 7TM domain. Phytoprotein and opsin phylogenies. To choose the best fit model of protein evolution, we used the program ProcTest V2.4.99. To apply archaic information criterion 1 and 2 and Bayesian information criterion 2 metrics to a variety of possible substitution matrices and rate assumptions, 100. The results from the overall comparison of these metrics indicated the best fit model for the full-length phytoprotein alignment was LG plus I plus plus F and for the opsin alignment was LG plus plus F, where LG indicates the substitution matrix, 101. I specifies a proportion of invariant sites, specifies gamma distributed rates across sites, and F specifies that empirical amino acid frequencies in the dataset are used. Maximum likelihood analyses were performed with the MPI version of RaxML V7, 2, 8, RaxML HPC-MPI, 102. For each alignment, we conducted two independent maximum likelihood searches, one with 25 parsimony starting trees, RaxML HPC-MPI-FDM ProtGamma-ELF-S input phi number 25K, and another with 25 random starting, page 21 of 26, trees, RaxML HPC-MPI-FDM ProtGamma-ELF-S input phi number 25DK. For all analyses, 100 bootstrap trees were computed. Bayesian analyses were performed with MRBase 3.2, 103. MRBase does not support the LG model of evolution, so we used the second best fit model in ProcTest for each analysis, phytoprotein, RTREV plus I plus plus F, opsin, WAG plus plus F, with two independent 5 million generation runs of 5 chains. With trees sampled every 500 generations using the following execution block, Proseta model per equals fixed, retrieve, Lisette rates equals inv gamma, Proseta statefrec per equals fixed, empirical, MCMP McMcDian equals known runs equals 1 gen equals 5 million printfrec equals 5000 samplerfrec equals 500 chains equals 5 savedrelins equals yes, MCMC, convergence diagnostics, examined with the help of ORTI, 104, indicated a conservative burn-in fraction of 0.25. The runs all reached stationarity, and adjusting the burn-in did not affect the topology, swap rate, or other indices of convergence. Consensus trees and posterior probabilities were calculated once the stationary phase was obtained. We evaluated all trees in a likelihood framework by computing likelihood scores for all trees using the LG matrix in PHYMLV 3.0, 105, with the following command, FIML I 01 input phi C 4 MLG AEOLR FEU 01 input TRE VEDAAB 0 SNNI. Full stop. We then chose the tree with the highest likelihood from all 50 maximum likelihood searches and both Bayesian trees and applied both maximum likelihood and Bayesian consensus support values to the most likely tree, which was arranged and visualized using Fig Tree V1, 3, 1, 106. Trees were rerouted in Fig Tree if needed, and then annotated manually using Adobe Illustrator. Nodes with support values between 50% and 100% were labeled on the trees. To explore consensus results among all of the result trees generated, we also computed 50% majority rule consensus trees with Raxmal, JMR auction. We used Phi Utility, 107, to examine the branch attachment frequency and leaf stability of Meleopsin 3. To examine the effect of Meleopsin 3 on the phylogeny, we removed the sequence and repeated the analysis. Nemeopsis for top protein-protein expression and characterization PCR and expression cloning. Adult Nemeopsis specimens were collected during spring 2011 from the Atlantic coast off the pier at the Rosenstiel School of Marine and Atmospheric Science in Miami, FL, USA using dip nets and then stored in ethanol. Genomic DNA was extracted from tissue using DNEASY blood and tissue kit, QIAGEN, Valencia, CA, USA, as per instructions. PCR primers for subcloning are detailed in additional file 14. Genomic DNA served as the template for PCR using Fusion DNA Polymerase, New England Bio Labs, Incorporated, Ipswich, MA, USA, and cycling conditions were as follows. Initial denaturation step 98 degrees C for 30S, then 35 cycles of 98 degrees C for 10S, 65 degrees C, Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107 for 30S, 72 degrees C for 30S, and final extension of 72 degrees C for 10 minutes. PCR products were purified and then incubated at 72 degrees C for 12 minutes for 3 adenine residue addition and subcloned into the Strata Clone PCR cloning vector PSC arm CAN, Agilent Technologies, Santa Clara, CA, USA. Sanger sequencing was used to identify full-length clones for expression cloning. Expression cloning primers are detailed in additional file 14. Purified mini-prep DNA from PCR cloning was used as a template for expression cloning using Fusion DNA Polymerase, and cycling conditions were as follows, initial denaturation step 98 degrees C for 30S, then 35 cycles of 98 degrees C for 10S, 65 degrees C for 30S, 72 degrees C for 30S, and final extension of 72 degrees C for 10 minutes. Purified product was digested with restriction enzymes, New England Bio Labs, Incorporated, and ligated into a P-cold expression vector, Clontech Laboratories, Incorporated, using in vitrogen T4 DNA ligase, Life Technologies, Grand Island, NY, USA, containing 8 histidine residues and maltose binding protein on the N-terminus, MLA-PP9 was ligated into the same expression vector but without the maltose binding protein tag. Expression and purification from Escherichia coli cells. Sanger sequencing was used to confirm full-length in-frame clones that were transformed into Escherichia coli strain BL21, DE3, New England Biolabs, Incorporated, by electroporation. Single colonies were picked into 5 mL2 Zeit media containing 100 g/mL carbamycin, Fisher Scientific, Pittsburgh, PA, USA, and grown at 37 degrees C overnight with shaking at 250 revolutions per minute. The resulting culture was then used to inoculate 500 milliliters of 2-Zeit and antibiotics. Once the optical density at 600 nm reached between 0.5 and 0.6, cultures were placed on ice for 60 minutes. To this was added 0.8 mm of isopropyl BD thiogalactopyranoside, Fisher Scientific, and the cultures were grown for at least 24 hours at 15 degrees C while shaking. Cell pellets were harvested by centrifugation at 4000 xg for 30 minutes. Cells were list on ice for 30 minutes in buffer containing 1 mg/mL lysozyme, sonicated, and peleted by centrifugation. The remaining supernatant was applied to nitrilotriacetic acid beads, chiogen, at 4 degrees C for 1 hour with gentle agitation. To elute recombinant protein, 2 milliliters of elution buffer containing 250 millimeters imidazole was applied to the columns and fractions were collected, dialyzed using spin filters with a membrane molecular weight cutoff of 10,000, EMD millipore, Billerica, MA, USA, and digested with tobacco H virus protease overnight at 4 degrees C. This reaction was again purified using nitrilotriacetic acid beads, chiogen, and recombinant protein was collected as the flow through. Photoprotein analysis. Each step of purification was subjected to protein gel electrophoresis following the Leemley method, data no. page 22 of 26. Shown, SDS sample buffer, Life Technologies, was added to 1 to 5 L of each sample to a total volume of 10 L and loaded on a 4% to 20% trees glycine page gel, Life Technologies, with 8 L of benchmark pristained protein ladder, New England Biolabs, Incorporated. Gels were run according to manufacturer's specifications. Kumasi Blue Staining, Life Technologies, was used to visualize gel bands. Photoprotein spectral analysis. The following conditions were used for luminescence assays unless otherwise noted. Purified tobacco H virus digested apophotoprotein was added to 50 mm phosphate buffer with 450 mm NaCl, 5 mm ambient EDTA, Life Technologies, and 1 mg/mL colenterazine in dimethyl sulfoxide, Fisher Scientific, and regenerated for longer than 16 hours without light at 4 degrees C. The pH of this buffer was adjusted to 8.0, 9.0, or 10.0. Luminescence spectra were measured using a Roper Scientific Black Illuminated CCD camera mounted to an Acton Series Spectra Pro Monochromator, Princeton Instruments, Princeton, NJ, USA. Emission spectra were collected using WinSpec software and exported to R, where data were normalized and graphed using a spline curve fit analysis. Nemeopsis opsin protein expression and characterization. The full-length Meleopsin 2 PNA was modified by RT-PCR using forward 5 NGOT KKATPTKA at CARP 3 feet, and reverse 5 to TAG KKATPTKA at 3 feet, primers. This PNA, containing ECO-RI, COSIC, and SALI sequences, was cloned into the ECO-RI and SALI restriction sites of the expression vector PMT5. The plasmid was expressed in COS1 cells by transient transfection. Meleopsin 2 pigment was regenerated by incubating the opsin with 11-cis retinol, Storm Eye Institute, Medical University of South Carolina, Charleston, SC, USA, and was purified using immobilized 1D4, the Culture Center, Minneapolis, MN, USA, in buffer W1, 50 mmN, 2-hydroxyethyl, piperazine N-2 ethanosulfonic acid, pH 6.6, 140 mm NaCl, 3 mm mgCl2, 20%, WV, glycerol, and 0.1% dodecyl multicide, 108. UV visible spectrum was recorded at 20 degrees C using a Hitachi U3000 dual beam spectrophotometer, Mountain View, CA, USA. The data were analyzed using SigmaPlot software, Jandl Scientific, San Rafael, CA, USA. Nemeopsis photoprotein and opsin MNAR expression. Genes of interest were isolated using RACE PCR, Clontech Laboratories, Incorporated. See confirmation of individual nemeopsis photoprotein sequences for details. In situ hybridizations, probes designed for photoproteins from each sequence group, MLAPP1, MLAPP7, MLAPP8, plus opsins, Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107. MLAOPSIN 1 and MLAOPSIN 2 were performed as previously described, 67. Full or partial length sequences, ranging in size from 600 to 2000 BP, were used to transcribe digoxygenin-labeled RNA probes. We detected these probes using an alkaline phosphatase-conjugated digoxygenin antibody, utilizing the substrates nitro-blue tetrazolium, NBT, and 5-bromo-4-chloro-3-indolyl-phosphate, BCIP, to then detect the alkaline phosphatase activity. Roche Applied Science, Indianapolis, IN, USA. Specimens were mounted in 70% glycerol, viewed under a Zeiss axioscope, and imaged using an axiocam, Thornwood, NY, USA. Co-fluorescent in situ hybridizations of one opsin gene, MLAOPSIN2, and one photoprotein gene, MLAPP1, were based on Xenopus protocols available at Zenbase, 109. A fluorescein-labeled photoprotein probe was mixed with a digoxygenin-labeled opsin probe, MLAOPSIN2, and hybridization was performed as before. Following hybridization and washes, the opsin probe was detected first using an anti-digoxygenin alkaline phosphatase antibody, Roche Applied Science, and NBT-BCIP substrates. When the signal was sufficiently developed, embryos were washed 5 times with PBS. Endogenous peroxidase was then quenched via a 30-minute wash in 1% hydrogen peroxide. The photoprotein probe was then detected using an antifluorescein peroxidase antibody, Roche Applied Science. Following washes in PBS, embryos were incubated in tyramide fluorescein isothiocyanate plus 0.001% hydrogen peroxide for 45 minutes. If needed, this tyramide step was repeated up to 3 times. Embryos were then washed with PBS until the signal was sufficiently visible. Embryos were incubated with HOPST 33432 for 30 minutes to visualize nuclei, and then washed twice more in PBS. Opsin and photoprotein fluorescent in situ hybridizations were imaged using a Zeiss LSM710 confocal microscope. The opsin NBT-BCIP visualized staining was imaged using reflective confocal microscopy, 110. Individual stacks were merged into a three-dimensional projection using the Zen software, Carl Zeiss microscopy, Thornwood, NY, USA. Nematostellar photoprotein-like MNAR expression. The two nematostellar photoprotein-like genes were isolated via 3-RACE PCR using mixed stage, 0 to 7 days post-fertilization, nematostellar TNAR. These clones were used to generate digoxygenin-labeled RNA probes for in situ hybridization. These probes were 500 BP, NVEC-PP1, and 1200 BP, NVEC-PP2. Nematostellar embryos and polyps were fixed in 3.7% formaldehyde and 0.2% glutaraldehyde as previously described, 111. In situ hybridizations were performed at 65 degrees C, as previously described, 111,112. Specimens were mounted in 70% glycerol and imaged on an axioscope 2 with an axiocam, Carl Zeiss Microscopy, page 23 of 26, additional material, additional file 1, overall pairwise photoprotein percent amino acid identity comparisons for a subset of photoproteins and photoprotein-like sequences, additional file 2, predicted molecular weight, KDAR, and isoelectric point, pH, values and averages for the 10 nemiopsis photoproteins, additional file 3, global analysis results for sequence pairs with evidence for recombination from Genicon for the nemiopsis photoproteins, additional file 4, alignment of EF hand domains I, III, and IV of select photoprotein and photoprotein-like sequences, important calcium ligand residues in the 12 residue calcium binding loops within each EF hand domain are indicated with black triangles. Columns of residues are shaded as in figure 2. Species are abbreviated as follows: AC equals Equoria coerulescens, AC equals Amphimedon queenslandica, CG equals Clichia gregarium, MC equals Mitrachoma cellularia, MLE equals Nemiopsis leedii, NVEC equals Nematostella victensis, OG equals Abelia geniculata. Additional file 5, in situ hybridizations showing MNAR expression patterns for two photoprotein-like genes from Nematostella, A, NVEC PP2, panels AC and EH are lateral views, with the oral pole to the left. Panel D is an oral view. Expression is first detected in the early polyp stage, AD, in the endoderm, particularly in the mesenteries. There is also an additional expression in the apical tuft, B. In older polyp stages, EH, the expression in the mesenteries decreases, while the apical tuft expression remains. There is also an additional expression domain in the tips of newly forming tentacles, F, H, B, NVEC PPE1, panels AC and EH are lateral views, with the oral pole to the left and panel D is an oral view. Expression of NVEC PPE1 is detected in the late planular stages, A, in small patches in the endoderm towards the oral pole. In early polyp stages, BD, the expression continues and forms a ring in the endoderm, although expression is highest in the areas between where the tentacles grow. In older polyp stages, EH, the endodermal expression slowly decreases. In these stages, there is also endodermal expression in the tips of newly forming tentacles, FH. Format, TIF additional file 6, Opsin 7 transmembrane pairwise comparisons of percent amino acid identity, top right, and similarity, bottom left, for a subset of opsin sequences. Species are abbreviated as follows: HS equals Homo sapiens, NV equals Nematostella victensis, MLE equals Nemiopsis leedii, PIL equals Pleurobrachia pileus. Additional file 7, alignment of the 7 transmembrane region of select opsin sequences. Columns of residues are shaded by similarity group conservation defined by GeneDoc and the BLOSM 62 matrix, where black shows 100%, dark gray shows 80%, and light gray shows 60% similar residues in a column. Gene name abbreviations, MWS equals medium wavelength sensitive, RGR equals retinal G protein coupled receptor. Conserved sites of chromophore linkage at LIS 296, black circle, disulfide bridge formation at size 110, size 187, black stars, and signal propagation at GLU 134, ARD 35, T 136, black square are indicated. Sites corresponding to the acidic counterion in the vertebrate pigments, GLU 113, and the counterion in other species, GLU 181, are also indicated, black triangles. Species are abbreviated as follows: DM equals Drosophila melanogaster, EZ equals Euprymna scolopes, HS equals Homo sapiens, MLE equals Nemiopsis leedii, NV equals Nematostella victensis. Additional file 8, 50% majority rule consensus tree of photoprotein genes. Additional file 9, 50% majority rule consensus tree of opsin genes. Additional file 10, 50% majority rule consensus tree of opsin genes minus MLE opsin 3. Additional file 11, Race primers used for 5 and 3 race PCR confirmation of nemeopsis fitoprotein genes. Additional file 12, fitoprotein multiple sequence alignment in FASTA format. Species abbreviations as in figure 3. Additional file 13, opsin 7 transmembrane multiple sequence alignment in FASTA format. Schnitzler et al. BMC Biology 2012, 10. 107 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107. Additional file 14. Primers used for cloning a subset of nemeopsis fitoproteins for expression experiments. A first set of PCR primers was used to clone the full-length proteins. A second set of expression cloning primers was used to add restriction sites for cloning proteins into an expression vector. For equals forward, rev equals reverse. Page 24 of 26. 3, 4, 5, 6. Abbreviation 7TM, 7 transmembrane, BCIP. 5-bromo-4-chloro-3-indolylphosphate, BLAST, Basic Local Alignment Search Tool, BP, Base Pair. EST, Expressed Sequence Tag, GFP, Green Fluorescent Protein, GoRGR, Go Coupled Plus Retinochrome, Retinal G Protein Coupled Receptor, NBT, Nitro Blue Tetrazolium, NCBI, National Center for Biotechnology Information, OFF, Open Reading Frame, PBS, Phosphate Buffered Saline, PCR, Polymerase Chain Reaction, RACE, Rapid Amplification of PNA Ends, RT, Reverse Transcriptase, UTR, Untranslated Region, 7, 8, 9, 10. Author's contribution says, KP, MLP, AMR, JFR, SY, SHDH, MQM, and ADB conceived and designed the experiments, says, KP, MLP, AMR, DS, and TT performed the experiments, says, KP, MLP, AMR, JFR, MP, JG, SIB, RWB, SY, SHDH, MQM and ADB analyzed the data. RWB, SY, SHDH, MQM, and ADB contributed reagents, materials, or analysis tools. Says, KP, MLP, AMR, JFR, SHDH, MQM, and ADB wrote the paper. All authors read and approve the final manuscript. Competing interests. The authors declare that they have no competing interests. 11, 12, 13, 14. Acknowledgements. Many thanks to the following researchers, who inspired us with their early work on ctenophores, including work on nemeopsis and bioluminescence, and for insightful discussions and comments on this project: Woody Hastings, Sid Tam, Richard Harbison, and Larry Madden. We would also like to thank Joram Piatigorsky for a helpful discussion on opsin and photoreceptor evolution, and Joe Bielorski for insight into evolutionary scenarios of tandemly duplicated genes. Thanks to Tamsin Polly for providing illustrations used in Figure 4. Finally, we gratefully acknowledge 4 anonymous reviewers for comments that substantially improved the manuscript. This research was supported by the Intramural Research Program of the National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, NIH. In addition, AMR was supported by award number F32HD062178 from the Eunice Kennedy Shriver National Institute of Child Health and Human Development, NIH. MP and SHDH were supported by award number GM087198. National Institute of General Medical Sciences, NIH, and SY was supported by award number EY016400, National Eye Institute, NIH. Author details: 1 Genome Technology Branch, Division of Intramural Research, National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, 50 South Drive, Bethesda, MD 20892, USA 2 SARS International Center for Marine Molecular Biology, Thormalensk 55, N5008, Bergen, Norway. 3. Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute, 7700 Sandholt Road, Moss Landing, CA 95039, USA. 4. Department of Biology, University of North Carolina at Charlotte, 9210 University City Boulevard, Charlotte, NC 28223, USA. 5. Kualo Marine Laboratory, Pacific Biosciences Research Center, University of Hawaii at Manoa, 41 Ahu Street, Honolulu, HI 96813, USA. 6. Department of Biology, Emory University, 1510 Clifton Road, NE, Atlanta, GA 30322, USA. 7. NI Intramural Sequencing Center, National Human Genome Research Institute, National Institutes of Health, 5625 Fishers Lane, Rockville, MD 20852, USA. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Received, 17 October 2012. Accepted, the 21st of December 2012. Published, the 21st of December 2012. 25. References. 1. Haddock SHD, Malin MA, Case JF, Bioluminescence in the Sea, and Rev Mar C 2010, 2, 443-493, 2, Harper Road, Case JF, Disruptive Counterillumination and Its Anti-Predatory Value in the Plainfish Midshipman Porridge Thesnotatus, Marine Biology 1999, 134, 529-540, 26, Frank T. M., Widdery A., Latz M. I., Case J.F., Dietary Maintenance of Bioluminescence in a Deep Sea Mizzid, J.E.X.P. Bile 1984, 109, 385-389, Suji F.I., Barnsett, Case J.F., Bioluminescence in the Marine Telluist, Porridge Thesnotatus, and its Induction in a Non-Luminous Form by Cypridina, Ostracod, Luciferin, Nature 1972, 237, 515-516, Haddock SHD, Rivers TJ, Robison BH, Canco Lenteritz Make Colenterazine, Dietary Requirement for Luciferin in Cnidarian Bioluminescence, Prop Nat Acad C USA 2001, 98, 11148, 11151, Shimomura O, Bioluminescence in the Sea, Phytoprotein Systems, Simpsoc EXP Bile 1985, 39, 351-372, Shimomura O, Johnson FH, Sager Y, Extraction, Purification and Properties of Equarin, a Bioluminescent Protein from the Luminous Hydromedusan, Equaria, J. Cell Comp Physiol 1962, 59, 223-239, Morin J.G., Hastings J.W., Biochemistry of the Bioluminescence of Colonial Hydroids and Other Colenterates, J. Cell Physiol 1971, 77, 305-312, War W.W., Seliger H.H., Extraction and Purification of Calcium-Activated Phytoproteins from the Ctenophores Nemeopsis sp. And Biroa ovata, Biochemistry 1974, 13, 1491, 1499, Inuas, Nogachi M., Sakaki Y., Takaji Y., Miyata T., Iwanaga S., Miyata T., Tsuji F.I., Cloning and Sequence Analysis of PNA for the Luminescent Protein Equarin, Prop Natal Acad C USA 1985, 82, 3154, 3158, Prasher DC, McCann RO, Longiru M, Cormier MJ, Sequence Comparisons of Complementary DNAs Encoding Equarin Isotypes, Biochemistry 1987, 26, 1326, 1332, Fagan TF, Omiya Y, Blinks JR, Inuas, Tsuji F.I., Cloning, expression and sequence analysis of FNA for the Ca2+ binding phytoprotein, metrocomin, Febs Lec 1993, 333, 301-305, NUAS, SUGFI, cloning and sequence analysis of FNA for the Ca2+ activated phytoprotein, Clitin, Febs Lec 1993, 315, 343-346, Ilarionov VA, Bondoversis, Ilarionova VA, Vysotsky ES, sequence of the TNA encoding the Ca2+ activated phytoprotein obelin from the hydroid polyp Abelia longissima, gene 1995, 153, 273-274, Markova SV, Vysotsky ES, Blinks JR, Burakova LP, Wang BC, Li J, obelin from the bioluminescent marine hydroid Abelia geniculata, cloning, expression, and comparison of some properties with those of other Ca2+ regulated phytoproteins. Biochemistry 2002, 41, 2227, 2236. Goals S, Markova S, Burakova L, Frank L, Vysotsky E, isolated Birovin phytoprotein and use thereof. International Patent Application PCTEP 2004-009118 Publication Number WO/2005/021591, 2005, Markova SV, Burakova LP, Goals S, Malikova NP, Frank LA, Vysotsky ES, the light-sensitive phytoprotein Birovin from the bioluminescent Ctenophore biroabicicola, a novel type of Ca2+ regulated phytoprotein. Febs Journal 2012, 279, 856-870. Goals S, Markova S, Burakova L, Frank L, Vysotsky E, isolated phytoprotein belinopsin, and the use thereof 2005, PCTEP 2004-006608 Publication Number WO/2005-000885, Patent, Goals S, Vysotsky E, Markova S, Burakova L, Frank L, isolated phytoprotein GR belinopsin and use thereof 2006, PCTEP 2006-002939 Publication Number WO/2006-108518, Patent, Agamali M, Jafarian V, Seriri R, Molokirimi M, Rasti B, Tagdar M, Sajidi R, Hussein Khani S, Cloning, Sequencing, Expression and Structural Investigation of Nemeopsin from Nemeopsis leedii, an attempt toward understanding Ca2+ regulated phytoproteins. Protein J 2011, 30, 566-574. Jafarian V, Seriri R, Hussein Khani S, Agamali M R, Sajidi R H, Tagdar M, Hassania S, A unique EF hand motif in Nemeopsin phytoprotein from Nemeopsis leedii, implication for its low calcium sensitivity. Biochem Biofiz Res Command 2011, 413, 164-170. Kawasaki H, Nakayama S, Kretzinger RH, Classification and Evolution of EF hand proteins. Biometals 1998, 11, 277-295. Kretzinger RH, Structure and Evolution of Calcium Modulated Proteins. CRC Crit Rev Biochem 1980, 8, 119-174. Nelson Mr., Chazin WJ, Structures of EF Hand Ca2+ Binding Proteins, Diversity in the Organization, Packing and Response to Ca2+ Binding, Biometals 1998, 11, 297-318. Deng L., Vysotsky ES, Markova SV, Liu ZJ, Li J, Rose J, Wang BC, all three Ca2+ binding loops of phytoproteins bind calcium ions, the crystal structures of calcium-loaded apoequarin and apoobelin. Protein C 2005, 14, 663-675, Blinks J.R., Prendergast F.G., Allen D.G., Phytoproteins as Biological Calcium Indicators, Pharmacal Rev 1976, 28, 1-93, Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107/27. Shimomura O., Isolation and Properties of Various Molecular Forms of Equirin. Biochem J. 1986, 234, 271-277, 28. War W.W., Seliger H.H., Properties of Nemeopsin and Berovin, Calcium-Activated Phytoproteins from the Tenophores Nemeopsis sp. And Beroa ovata. Biochemistry 1974, 13, 1500-1510, 29. Blinks J.R., Use of Phytoproteins as Intracellular Calcium Indicators. Environ Health Perspect 1990, 84, 75-81, 30. Tsuji F.I., Omiyawai, Fagan T.F., To H., Inuas, Molecular Evolution of the Car, 2+, Binding Phytoproteins of the Hydrozoa. Photochem Phytobial 1995, 62, 657-661, 31. Vysotsky E., Markova S., Frank L., Calcium-Regulated Phytoproteins of Marine Coelenterates. Mol Bile 2006, 40, 355-367, 32. Ryan J.F., Pang K., Mulliken J.C., Martindale M.Q., Baxevenus A.D., The Homeodomain Complement of the Tenophore Nemeopsis Leedii suggests that Tenophora and Periphora diverged prior to the Parahoxozoa. Everdevo 2010, 1, 9, 33. Haddock S.H.D., Case J.F., Not all Tenophores are bioluminescent. Pleurobrachia. Bile Bull 1995, 189, 356-362, 34. Welch V.L., Vigneron J.P., Parker A.R., The Cause of Coloration in the Tenophore Birocucumis. Kerr Bile 2005, 15R985-986, 35. Peters A.W., Phosphorescence in Tenophores. J.E.X.P. Zuhl 1905, 2, 103-116, 36. Moore A.R., Luminescence in Nemeopsis. J. Gen Physiol 1924, 6, 403-412, 37. Harvey N., Bioluminescence New York, NY, Academic Press, 1952, 38. Freeman G., Reynolds G.T., The Development of Bioluminescence in the Tenophore Nemeopsis Leedii. Dev Bile 1973, 31, 61-100, 39. Anktel M., Ultrastructure of the Luminescent System of the Tenophore Nemeopsis Leedii. Cell Tissue Res 1985, 242, 333-340, 40. Alman G.J., Note on the Phosphorescence of Beroa. Proceedings of the Royal Society of Edinburgh 1862, 4, 518-519, 41. War W.W., Seliger H.H., Action Spectrum and Quantum Yield for the Photoinactivation of Nemeopsin, a Bioluminescent Phytoprotein from the Tenophore Nemeopsis sp. Photochem Phytobial 1976, 23, 351-363, 42. Anktel M., Shimomura O., Mechanism of Photoinactivation and Reactivation in the Bioluminescence System of the Tenophore Nemeopsis. Biochem J. 1984, 221, 269-272, 43. Chang J.J., Analysis of the Luminescent Response of the Tenophore Nemeopsis Leedii to Stimulation. J. Cell Physiol 1954, 44, 365-394, 44, Anctil M., cholinergic and monoaminergic mechanisms associated with control of bioluminescence in the Teneforniemiapsis leedii, JEXP Bile 1985, 119, 225-238, 45, Ruby E.G., McFallengay M.J., a squid that glows in the night, development of an animal-bacterial mutualism, J. Bacterial 1992, 174, 4865, 4870, 46, Tong D., Rosas N.S., Oakley T.H., Mitchell J., Kalee N.J., McFallengay M.J., Evidence for Light Perception in a Bioluminescent Organ, Proc. Nat. Acad. C.U.S.A. 2009, 106, 9836, 9841, 47, Blakel I.R.W., Hansen N.F., Gupta J., McDowell J.C., Mascari B., Barnabas B.B., Brooks S.Y., Coleman H., Haggai P., Ho S.L., Chandler K., Stantripop S., Vogt J.L., Thomas P.J., Balfour G.G., Green E.D., Effort Required to Finish Shotgun, Generator Genome Sequences Differs Significantly Among Vertebrates, BMC Genomics 2010, 1121, 48, Philippi A.M., Schatz M.C., Pop M., Genome Assembly Forensics, Finding the Elusive Misassembly, Genome Bile 2008, 9R55, 49, Morin J.G., Coelenterate Bioluminescence, in Coelenterate Biology, Reviews and New Perspectives, edited by Muscatine L., Lenhoff H.M., New York, N.Y., Academic Press, 1974, 397-438, 50, NUAS, Blue Fluorescent Protein from the Calcium-Sensitive Phytoprotein Equirin is a heat-resistant enzyme, catalyzing the oxidation of coelenterazine. Febs Lec 2004, 577, 105-110, 51, NUAS, Sasaki S., Blue Fluorescent Protein from the Calcium-Sensitive Phytoprotein Equirin, Catalytic Properties for the Oxidation of Coelenterazine as an Oxygenase, Febs Lec 2006, 580, 1977-1982, 52, Ney M., Humer S., Molecular Evolution and Phylogenetics Oxford, UK, Oxford University Press, 2000, 53, Ney M., Rooney A.P., Concerted and Birth and Death Evolution of Multigene Families, and Rev. Jenner 2005, 39, 121-152, 54, Muller W., Kasusk M., Wang X., Scrudder H., Wang Y., Pisignano D., Veens M., Luciferase a light source for the silica-based optical wavaguides, spicules, in the Demisponge suborites Demuncula. Cell Mole Life C 2009, 66, 537-552, 55, Shichida Y., Matsuyama T., Evolution of Opsins and Phototransduction, Phil Trans R. Sock B 2009, 364, 2881, 2895, page 25 of 26, 56, Nemeopsis Genome Project website, http://research.nhgree.ni.gov/nemeopsis57, Horridge G.A., Presumed Photoreceptive Cilia in a Teneforme, Quart J. Micker C. 1964, 105, 311-317, 58, Plachetsky D.C., Fong C.R., Oakley T.H., The Evolution of Phototransduction from an Ancestral Cyclic Nucleotide Gated Pathway, Proc. Bile C. 2010, 277, 1963-1969, 59, Doyle J.J., Gene Trees and Species Trees, Molecular Systematics as a Naturacta Taxonomy, Systematic Biology 1992, 17, 144-163, 60, Degnan J.H., Rosenberg N.A., Gene Tree Discordance, Phylogenetic Inference and the Multispecies Coalescent, Trends Eckel Evel 2009, 24, 332-340, 61, Haddock SHD, Case JF, Bioluminescence Spectra of Shallow and Deep Sea Gelatinous Zooplankton, Ctenophores, Medusae and Siphonophores, Marine Biology 1999, 133, 571-582, 62, Plachetsky DC, Degnan BM, Oakley TH, The Origins of Novel Protein Interactions During Animal Opsin Evolution, PLOS 1 2007, 2E1054, 63, Suger H., Schmidt V., Gering WJ, Evolution and Functional Diversity of Jellyfish Opsins, Kerr Bile 2008, 1851-55, 64, Marlowe H., Cell Type Diversity and Developmental Mechanisms in Larval and Adult Anthozoan Cnidarians PhD Thesis, University of Hawaii at Manoa, 2010, 65, Porter ML, Blazik JR, Bok MJ, Cameron EG, Pringle T., Cronin TW, Robinson PR, Shedding New Light on Opsin Evolution, Proc Bile C 2012, 279, 3-14, 66, Chun C, Dictenophoran des Golfs von Nippel und der Angrenzenden Meeres Abschnitt Leipzig, in Gelman, 1880, 67, Pang K, Martindale MQ, Comb Jellies, Ctenophora, a model for basal metazoan evolution and development, in Emerging Model Organisms, Vol. 1, Volume 1, edited by, Crotty D.A., Gan A. Cold Spring Harbor, N.Y., Cold Spring Harbor Laboratory Press, 2009, 167-195, 68, Martindale M.Q., The Ontogeny and Maintenance of Adult Symmetry Properties in the Ctenophore, Nemeopsis micradii, Dev Bile 1986, 118, 556-576, 69, Martindale M.Q., Larval Reproduction in the Ctenophore Nemeopsis micradii Order Lobata, Marine Biology 1987, 94, 409-414, 70, Riush T.B.H., Bolt S., Spawell M., Moss Och, Javadpur J., Microsatellites Reveal Origin and Genetic Diversity of Eurasian Invasions by One of the World's Most Notorious Marine Invader, Nemeopsis Leedii, Ctenophora, Moll Eckel 2010, 19, 2690, 2699, 71, Hyman L., The Invertebrates, Protozoa through Ctenophora London, McGraw-Hill, 1940, 72, Bowlby Mr., Widdery A., Case J.F., Patterns of Stimulated Bioluminescence in Two Pyrosomes, Two Nicota, Pyrosomatidae, Bile Bull 1990, 179, 340-350, 73, Suji F.I., Lynch R.W., Haneda Y., Studies on the Bioluminescence of the Marine Ostracod, Bile Bull 1970, 139, 386-401, 74, Lapota D., Lozi J.R., Geiger M.L., Bioluminescence Displays Induced by Pulsed Light, Limnel Osinaga 1986, 31, 887-889, 75, K.R.H., Light-stimulated and light-inhibited bioluminescence of the euphorcide meganictophanes norvegica, G.O., SARS, Proc R. Soklund B. Bile C. 1965, 162, 385-386, 76, Herring P.J., Barnsett, Light-stimulated bioluminescence of Thalassocaris crinita, Dana, Decapoda, Caridia, Crustacea 1976, 31, 107-110, 77, Mulliken J.C., Ning Z., The Fusion Assembler, Genome Res 2003, 13, 81-90, 78, Salomov A.A., Soloviev V.V., Ab initio Gene Finding in Drosophila Genomic DNA, Genome Res 2000, 10, 516-522, 79, Haas B.J., Delcher L., Mount S.M., Workman J.R., Smith R.K.J.R., Hanick L.I., Matey R., Ronning C.M., Rush D.B., Town C.D., Salzburg S.L., White O., Improving the Arabidopsis Genome Annotation Using Maximal Transcript Alignment Assemblies, Nucleic Acids Res 2003, 31, 5654, 5666, 80, Haas B., Salzburg S., Zhu W., Pertier M., Allen J., Orvis J., White O., Buell C., Workman J., Automated Eukaryotic Gene Structure Annotation Using Evidence Modeler and the Program to Assemble Spliced Alignments, Genome Bile 2008, 9, 1-22, 81, Skinner M.E., Usilov A.V., Stein L.D., Mungall C.J., Holmes I.H., J. Browse, A Next Generation Genome Browser, Genome Res 2009, 19, 1630, 1638, 82, Skinner M.E., Holmes I.H., Setting Up the J-Browse Genome Browser, Kurt Protet Bioinformatics 2010, Chapter 9 Unit 9.13, 83, Madison D.R., Madison W.P., MacLeod 4, Analysis of Phylogeny and Character Evolution Sunderland, M.A., Sinor Associates, Incorporated, 2000, 84, Gordon D., Abagian C., Green P., Const, A Graphical Tool for Sequence Finishing, Genome Res 1998, 8, 195-202, Schnitzler et al., BMC Biology 2012, 10, 107 http://www.biomedcentral.com/1741-7007/10/107, 85, Ferd, Frapp, Const, http://www.phrap.org/phredphrapconst.html 86, Edgar R., Muscle, Multiple Sequence Alignment with High Accuracy and High Throughput, Nucleic Acids Res 2004, 32, 1792, 1797, 87, Hall T.A., BioEdit, A User-Friendly Biological Sequence Alignment Editor and Analysis Program for Windows 95/98 NT, Nucle Acid Symposium Series 1999, 41, 95-98, 88, Expasi Proteomics Server, http://www.expasi.ch/tools/pi_tool.html 89, Yang Z, PAML, A Program Package for Phylogenetic Analysis by Maximum Likelihood, KBS 1997, 13, 555-556, 90, Page RDM, Holmes EC, Molecular Evolution, A Phylogenetic Approach, Oxford, UK, Blackwell Science, 1998, 91, Sawyer SA, Statistical Tests for Detecting Gene Conversion, Molbile Evil 1989, 6, 526-538, 92, King N, Westbrook MJ, Young SL, KUOA, Abedin M, Chapman J, Fairclough S, Helston U, Isagay Y, Latunik I, Mar M, Pincus D, Putnam N, Rockus A, Wright KJ, Zuzau R, Dirks W, Good M, Goodstein D, Lemons D, Lee W, Lyons JB, Morris A, Nichols S, Richter DJ, Salimov A, JGI Sequencing, Borick P, Lin WA, Manning G, et al., The Genome of the Chona Flagellate Monosiga Brevicolis and the Origin of Metazones, Nature 2008, 451, 783-788, 93, Srivastava M, Begovic E, Chapman J, Putnam NH, Helston U, Koashima T, KUOA, Mitras T, Salimov A, Carpenter ML, Signorovich A, Marino MA, Cam K, Grimwood J, Schmutz J, Shapiro H., Grigory V., Bus LW, Shearwater B., Della Porta SL, Roxa DS, The Trichoplax Genome and the Nature of Placozones, Nature 2008, 454, 955-960, 94, Putnam NH, Srivastava M., Helston U., Dirks B., Chapman J., Salomov A., Terry A., Shapiro H., Lindquist E., Kapitanov VV, Janiklovich G., Grigory VV, Lucas SM, Steele Re, Finity JR, Technor U, Martindale MQ, Roxa DS, Sea Anemone Genome Reveals Ancestral Eumetazone Gene Repertoire and Genomic Organization, Science 2007, 317, 86-94, 95, Chapman Yar, Kirkness EF, Simakov O, Hampson SE, Mitras T, Wienmeyer T, Ratoi T, Balasubramanian PG, Borman J, Busum D, Disbennett K, Fancoch C, Suman N, Sutton GG, Viswanathan LD, Walens B, Goodstein DM, Helston U, Koashima T, Proknik SE, Putnam NH, Shu S, Blumberg B, Dana CE, GL, Kibler DF, Law L, Lingens D, Martinez DE, Peng J, et al., The Dynamic Genome of Hydra, Nature 2010, 464, 592-596, 96, Srivastava M., Simakov O., Chapman J., Fahey B., Gauthier M., Mitras T., Richards GS, Kanako C., Dakar M., Helston U., Lerak C., Putnam NH., Stank M., Adamska M., Darling A., Degnan SM, Oakley TH, Plachetsky DC, Zhe Y, Adamski M, Corsino A, Cummins SF, Goodstein DM, Harris C, Jackson DJ, Lees SP, Shu S, Woodcroft BJ, Vervort M, Cossack KS, et al., The Amphimedon Queenslandica Genome and the Evolution of Animal Complexity, Nature 2010, 466, 720-726, 97, Origins of Multicellularity Sequencing Project at the Broad Institute, http://www.broadinstitute.org/annotation/genome/multicellularity_project/multi-downloads.html98, Pasamanek YJ, Furchheim N, Hegnell A, Martindale MQ, Luter C, Ciliary photoreceptors in the cerebral eyes of a protostome larva, Everdevo 2011, 2, 6, 99, Abascal F, Zardoya R, Posada D, Protest, Selection of Best Fit Models of Protein Evolution, Bioinformatics 2005, 21, 2104, 2105, 100, Akate H, A New Look at the Statistical Model Identification, IEEE Trans Autumn Conta 1974, 19, 716-723, 101, LeSQ, Gaskul O, An Improved General Amino Acid Replacement Matrix, Mol Bile Evil 2008, 25, 1307, 1320, 102, Stomaticus A, Raxmal VIHPC, Maximum Likelihood-Based Phylogenetic Analyses with Thousands of Taxa and Mixed Models, Bioinformatics 2006, 22, 2688, 2690, 103, Ronquist F, Hulsenbeck JP, MR Bayes 3, Bayesian Phylogenetic Inference Under Mixed Models, Bioinformatics 2003, 19, 1572, 1574, 104, Wilgenbusch J, Warren D, Swafford DL, Orty, A System for Graphical Exploration of MCMC Convergence in Bayesian Phylogenetic Inference, http://seb.ccit.fsu.edu/orty/105, Ginden S, Gaskul O, A Simple, Fast, and Accurate Algorithm to Estimate Large Phylogenies by Maximum Likelihood, Systbile 2003, 52, 696-704, 106, Rambaud A, Fig Tree, A Graphical Viewer of Phylogenetic Trees, http://tree.bioedacarcsoftware/figtree, 107, Smith S.A., Dunn C.W., Phyotility, A Phyloinformatics Tool for Trees, Alignments and Molecular Data, Bioinformatics 2008, 24, 715-716, 108, Yokoyama S., Phylogenetic Analysis and Experimental Approaches to Study Color Vision in Vertebrates, Methods Enzymil 2000, 315, 312-325, page 26 of 26, 109, Zenbase Fish Protocols, http://www.zenbase.org/zenwiki/index.php/whole-mount-embryo-fish-double-fish 110, Geekly G, Errant D, Cellular Resolution Expression Profiling Using Confocal Detection of NBTBCIP Precipitate by Reflection Microscopy, Biotechniques 2007, 42, 751-755, 111, Martindale MQ, Pang K, Finity JR, Investigating the Origins of Triploblasty, Mesodermal Gene Expression in a Diploblastic Animal, the Sea Anemone Nematostella Victensis, Phylum, Cnidaria, Class, Anthozoa, Development 2004, 131, 2463, 2474, 112, Finity J, Pang K, Burton P, Paulson D, Martindale M, Origins of Bilateral Symmetry, Hawks and DPP Expression in a Sea Anemone, Science 2004, 304, 1335, 1337, doi10.1186174170071010. Cite this article as Schnitzler, et al. Genomic, Organization Evolution, and Expression of Phytoprotein and Opsin Genes in Nemeopsis leidaiae, New View of Ctenophore Photocytes, BMC Biology 2012-10, 107. Submit your next manuscript to BioMed Central and take full advantage of convenient online submission, thorough peer review, no space constraints or color geo charges, immediate publication on acceptance, inclusion in PubMed, CAS, Scopus and Google Scholar research, which is freely available for redistribution. Submit your manuscript at www.biomedcentral.com/submit.